Ted Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
A refocusing in Iraq as the president stands firm.
We will fight, we will stay, and we will win in Iraq.
St. Louis punches a ticket to baseball's fall classic.
We're proud of our Cardinals. Let's go to the World Series! Yeah!
See that price at the pump?
We may get a 20-30 cent increase.
And good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Any talk about American troops coming home gradually from Iraq seems like an elusive hope as the military scrambles to secure Baghdad to try to stop the killing.
We are working very closely with the government of Iraq to determine how to best to refocus our efforts.
Major General William Caldwell in Baghdad. But now the discussion is about a possible shift in strategy. The Washington Post reports leaders from both parties and policy analysts foresee the administration changing its open-ended commitment to the war, perhaps after the elections. On the campaign trail in Virginia, President Bush zeroed in on Democrats.
They would have our country quit in Iraq before the job is done. That's why they are the party of cut and run.
On the battle lines today, CBS's Cammie McCormick in Baghdad reports Shiites have gained the upper hand in a key southern town.
Today, word that the militia has overrun the town of Amara, and Prime Minister Maliki is sending an emergency delegation there. Maliki had met with Shiite clerics earlier this week to try to gain their cooperation in ending the sectarian violence, but now a division among the Shiites themselves will only complicate his efforts.
I'm Vicky Barker.
There is a shortage in equipment. A cry for help from a medical
school in Diwania in central Iraq. Dr. Bassem al-Shabani says his country desperately needs basic medicines and equipment, and Iraqi doctors need urgent training in emergency room skills. It's training he says they can't afford without help from colleagues abroad. Dr. Shabani says more than half of those killed in the violence could have been saved by basic medical treatment.
Iraq is a major election issue, and so it seems is the fallout from the Mark Foley congressional page scandal. But House Republican leader John Boehner doesn't see it being something that hands Democrats the keys to power.
It does not appear to be affecting any of our races in any way.
I'm Dan Revive in Washington. A CBS News political analyst, Stuart Rothenberg, says voters may not be following the exact details of who's answering questions behind closed doors, but
the essence of the controversy is burned into their brains. It's about a cover-up. And whether or not Republican congressional leaders really knew anything and should have done anything, that almost doesn't matter.
He believes voters may be sick of all the talk of scandals in Congress, rightly or wrongly wanting change, so he believes Democrats will win control of the House and might capture the Senate November 7th. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
To Asia, where North Korean leader Kim Jong-il told Chinese diplomats he's sorry about his country's nuclear test. That's according to a report in a South Korean newspaper, which says Kim suggests new talks are possible if Washington eases off on the push for U.N. sanctions enforcement. Secretary of State Rice is meeting with Chinese leaders in Beijing.
He talked about the importance of leaving open a path to negotiation through the six-party talks.
Another report from South Korea says Chinese diplomats don't think North Korea will carry out another nuclear test. October drama at New York's Shea Stadium, the seventh and deciding game of the National League Championship Series, tied at one in the ninth inning. Then St. Louis catcher Yadier Molina hit a two-run homer to give the Cardinals a 3-1 lead. The Mets loaded the bases in the bottom of the ninth with star Carlos Beltran at the plate.
Breaking ball struck him out, and the Cardinals have won the pennant.
Joe Buck of Fox Sports with a call that set off celebrating in St. Louis. And now, the World Series is set.
This is Steve Futterman at Comerica Park in Detroit. All is set now that the Tigers know who they will be playing. Game one will take place here tomorrow night, the Tigers and the Cardinals. It will be the Tigers' first appearance in the series in 22 years. And the city of Detroit definitely has World Series fever.
I'm thinking Tigers in five or six.
If I had it my way, we'd win it in four.
Almost everywhere you look, there are signs urging the Tigers to win.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
This hour brought to you by John Lang Homes. Visit johnlanghomes.com.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. New information about who may have leaked confidential information that ended up in a Bob Beaupre attack ad. The Denver Post reporting that a federal criminal investigation in the case is centered around Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent Corey Voorhees. Beaupre would not confirm this to our partners at 9 News, whether Voorhees provided the information, but said
he came to us with information
And we confirmed that information through other sources, all of which we believed to be completely legal.
Voorhees allegedly used the National Crime Information Center database to search for a name used in the ad. Voorhees, a veteran ICE agent, he has no public connection with the Beaupré campaign and has not donated to either candidate. And a Fort Collins man named Cosmopolitan's Bachelor of the Year, Colorado State University grad and Hewlett-Packard consultant Matt Wood, the top guy. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez now. Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey, and a happy Friday. We did have an early morning interstate closure southbound 25 south of the Springs, but Hazmat just cleared that. It is back open. You may run into a little residual delay there for a few more minutes. Otherwise, nice Friday ride in the metro, both I-25 and I-70 up to speed across town. In and around Boulder, side streets free of wrecks, and we're good speeds along the diagonal and the turnpike. We do have a crash up on the high country, eastbound I-70 at Lookout Mountain. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800. 398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Could be wrong, I could be right. I could be black, I could be white. I could be right, I could be wrong. I could be white, I could be black.
Time to get the heck up. Good morning, it's 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, 59 under mostly cloudy skies. Why does this thing sound so weird? Let me see if I can fix this. Let me try that again. High today, 59 under mostly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, there's snow in the forecast, but a high of 42. So how bad can that snow be? But the low will get down to 22. Then on Sunday, it's going to clear up. And on Monday, it'll be a beautiful day, just in time for the rest of us to go back to work. Doggone it. All right. And speaking of this Saturday, I got a big rally coming up this Saturday. Mark this down in your calendar. There's a rally scheduled for Saturday. That's this Saturday, October the 21st, at the Boulder County Democratic Headquarters at 1725 Walnut Street. And that begins at 10 a.m. in the morning, rain, snow, or shine. And it's going to be Congressman Mark Udall and myself. We'll be out there speaking. So come join us at 10 o'clock. That's at the Boulder County Democratic Headquarters, 1725 Walnut Street, beginning at 10 a.m. in the morning. Get there early, get a good place, and I'll be reminding you about that throughout the morning. It's Friday morning. It's open phones. It's anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. I don't care what it is. If you want to get into Iraq, if you want to go back and you want to talk about anything locally here going on, such as the Beaupre race, the Beaupre Ritter race, in which Mr. Beaupre, the FBI, is hot on his campaign's trail. If the Greeley story that I got really, really emotional about and pretty much got disgusted about, that's back in the news as well. The Who is going to return with their first album since 1982. And there's only two members of The Who left now. All the rest of them are gone, but they're thinking about putting out a new album. So whatever it is that may be on your mind, maybe you tried to get in yesterday and couldn't get in and wanted to call back. What, John?
Since you brought up The Who, I had to just let you know this little story. My mom was on an airplane from, like, Portland to L.A. This is back in the, I want to say, mid-60s, when it was right before Keith Moon died. And he was on an airplane sitting next to my mom, and he was hitting on my mom. And he was saying that he was in a band called The Who, and she had no idea who he was. And he's like, "I'm Keith Moon from The Who." She had no clue who he was. Hitting on her on an airplane.
What kind of
pretty
music?
Cool
story. What kind of music does she listen to?
Back then, gosh, I don't even know. She was into that 50, you know, like that 50s pop type of stuff. The Who was kind of risque rock and roll back then. So I don't know what my mom was listening to back then. The Carpenters, maybe? Who knows?
Ugh, The Carpenters. I remember as a disc jockey having to play the Carpenters on the radio. Do we have any Carpenters music in there? I can't believe that we would have any Carpenters music in there at all. Do we? We do? What do we have in there by the Carpenters? Oh, here it is. This just makes me sick. Does any radio station in town play this? Poor Karen Carpenter. Later we'll have her back to choke on a ham sandwich.
Talking to myself and feeling old.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit.
Do they get any airplay anywhere in town?
Because
I know KVCO doesn't play them. Who plays them?
Rainy days and Mondays.
Probably like Cozy FM.
You know what this reminds me of? Sitting in the doctor's office, dead tired after working all nights on the air. And this is playing on the radio in the stuffy doctor's office while you're nodding in and out of sleep.
waiting for the nurse to call your name. I can't believe I played this on the air as a disc jockey.
Funny, but it seems I always wind up here with you.
It's terrible, isn't it? All right, enough. That's definitely in your record collection, isn't it, Turk?
Say again?
That's definitely in your record collection, right?
Yes, I have the greatest. I have it all on CD, their entire discography.
The Carpenters. Let's give them a big round of applause. Okay, well, music is so subjective anyway. I mean, there's somebody out there who probably really likes them. And, I'd be interested to know. I'd be interested to know what their music sales is long after Karen has been gone. Where were they from? They were from, like, Downey, California, I think, or Covina or someplace like that, out in Southern California.
There's a movie about them, too. I saw it for some reason a couple weekends ago. I don't know if my wife had it on Lifetime or A&E or one of those channels, but it was a movie about the Carpenters, and I actually got stuck watching it for about a half hour, and it was just so bad.
Yeah, it's pretty chilling. Do we have that? Because we didn't play it yesterday, and I just want to play it today for the hell of it a couple of times. Do we have that debate, but the soundbite debate between Conrad Burns and John Tesler in Montana? Okay. Tester, all right, listen. You got to listen to this. This is great. This is Conrad Burns, who's running for the Senate, and he's running behind John Tesler, I believe, and Tester. I'm sorry, and Burns is telling Tester and the audience at this debate that the president has a plan, that there is a definite plan to get us out of Iraq, but it's secret, and he can't tell us what it is. Check this out.
I said we gotta win. He wants to pull out. He wants everybody to know our plan. That's not smart. You got a plan in order to win? Are you gonna tell the enemy? The enemy's not gonna tell us. That is absolutely unbelievable that anybody would take that approach. He says our president don't have a plan. I think he's got one, but he's not going to tell everybody in the whole world. And if you want to go out and spar for a fight, are you going to tell your enemy what your plan is? I don't think so. And that's the way we'll win it, because we want to win it.
Yeah.
Again, he says there's no plan. Seriously. We're not going to tell you, John. We're not going to tell you what our plan is, because you just go out there and blow it. Period. My heavens. That's just common sense. That's enough.
I just want to say one thing.
Wait a minute.
Okay. This is his response. His last word. And then we'll move on.
No, I don't think he has. I'm thinking
he's out of bounds. I ask you a question and answer. You get the answer.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's interesting, Senator Burns, because I listened to some of your comrades on TV just last week that came back from Iraq. I guess they don't know the plan either. Chairman of the Armed Service Committee doesn't know the plan, but you do. Because the Chairman of the Armed Services Committee said, if things don't change, we're going to change things. We need to have a plan.
Should love that. That's incumbent Conrad Burns, who's got a little Abramoff money on him, by the way, too, facing John Tester. And there they are debating in Montana. And Burns has got a plan, but he's not going to tell anybody. I love that. Oh, man. 619, 19 minutes after 6. Open phone. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Whatever it is you want to talk about, We'll get it off.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
Ever heard that old saying, what you don't know won't hurt you? Guess what? That's not true when you're injured. That's not true when you're trying to deal with insurance companies by yourself. It's not true when you sign releases or sign HIPAA medical authorization forms. It's not true when you're dealing with sophisticated, highly trained insurance adjusters. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Sometimes what you don't know will hurt you, and sometimes what you do know will help you, legally, forever. When you're against the big insurance companies, you need experienced professionals on your side. At Bell & Pollock, we've helped injured people just like you for over 20 years. Injuries can destroy lives, families, and careers. Don't go it alone. We're personal injury lawyers with the right experience for you. Call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock are the attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Find them at troubleshooter.com.
Money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find out what your home is worth online by going to DenverHomePrice.com. At DenverHomePrice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from DenverHomePrice.com is absolutely free. Visit DenverHomePrice.com. That's DenverHomePrice.com.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, a little bit more Karen Carpenter at 6:22.
It just begun.
22 minutes after 6. High today, 59, mostly cloudy. Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And it's anything you want to talk about this morning, it's open phones 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jeremy in Fort Collins. Jeremy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
I actually had two questions for you real quick. One question was, I'm a big fan of the show, been listening since the conception of it. And I had one question. Whatever happened to Aaron O'Neill?
Aaron O'Neill went on to do something else in the traffic department downstairs, so we lost him.
Okay. And then my second question was, I was actually calling him to John Caldera's show last night, and he was having this big topic about, well, what's the Democratic solution to winning the war on terror? And so I called him, and I offered two solutions. I said, well, there's a political resolution that you could certainly, you know, initiate, or there's also reinforcing the military. He poo-pooed both of them and said they were non-realistic. And then stuck with his George W. Bush scheme to just stick it out for another 5-10 years until you win over democracy in Iraq. Anyways, I would love for you to articulate the Democratic position and how to resolve the Iraq solution, just officially for me.
Well, I think officially the Democratic position, I think there's various ideas out there on the table on how to deal with it, and they all deal with the same exact problem. And that is that the current problem isn't working, and that what we need is we need a change of course. And some people want to break Iraq up into separate autonomous regions with a weak federation. Most Democrats favor some kind of a phased withdrawal out of the country in order to put pressure on the Iraqi government to get its act together and to be able to stand on its own two feet instead of having us be their wet nurses all the time and losing so many people. That's usually, when you talk to most Democrats, that's usually what they'll tell you. And then the thing is, they vary on the timetable on getting it done. But most are discussing redeployment, and there is a big hint going around that the Baker Commission is going to talk about the same thing, which is redeployment.
And also, there was a question I had. The Republicans are saying that the Iraqis are purposely killing more people to get the Democrats reelected. What do you think about that?
I think that that's not true. I think they're removed from reality. I think if you listen to George W. Bush talk, he'll say things about the insurgents, and he'll say things about Al-Qaeda, and he'll say things about Al-Qaeda being lethal and operating there. But the people that are causing the trouble is there's sectarian strife and violence going on there between the Sunnis and the Shias. And, you know, they want to fight, and they want to have at it, and that's really what they want. And it doesn't have anything to do with whether the elections are coming or not. And the fact is that, and this reports have been coming out of Iraq now for months, that the situation is starting to spiral out of control. I mean, look at all the plans that we've heard. See, I'd love to sit down with John Caldera, and I'd love to say, John, first we have the plan to bring all those troops into Baghdad to secure the city. You remember the administration made a big deal out of that? That was all over the news. All right, John, has that worked? No. Okay, John, so if you know, so that was one of your ideas. You know, that was one of your party's ideas, and that was your president's idea, that's what you were going to do. You were going to bring in all these troops into Baghdad, and that they were going to take care of the country, and they were going to lock it down. Then you had the situations of the curfews and the restriction of travel. And that went on for a couple of weekends.
Well, I can't believe it, too. He's had Ann Coulter on his show more times than I've had ingrown toenails, for God's sakes. This guy is obsessive about Ann Coulter. Anyways, Jay, I'm going to let you go. I'm a big fan of your show. God bless you, and I hope you stick around as long as you can.
Well, I'm trying, man. Jeremy, hang in there.
All right, thanks a lot, man.
All right, better day's coming. It's got to be. Better day has got to be coming. Let's go to John in Greeley. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you this morning?
Just fine, John. How about you?
It's a beautiful morning in paradise.
You bet.
I was talking to a old colleague of yours the other day and mentioned your name, and he said to say hi. That's Tim Kenny.
Oh.
Yeah, Tim's got a AV supply company in Lakewood now.
Oh, I hope he's doing good.
Yeah, he's a good guy. But at any rate, I was looking at the paper this morning and the article about Boupre and the ICE agent that leaked that information, and the whole story is pretty just disgusting to me, because anybody that knows anything about law enforcement should know that the national database is for a particular purpose and not to be spread around to be used for political activities. But there was just one sentence that Boupre said that caught my eye, and it's sort of scary, I think, from the standpoint of what he doesn't know. He said, well, I've never heard of the NCIC. You know, I can't believe anybody that's read the newspaper for the last 20 years hasn't heard of the NCIC in one way or another. And it just goes on to show I don't know. He makes me so angry, and you know, using information illegally obtained and then refusing to give up the name of the person that gave him that information, and acting like somehow this whole thing is Ritter's fault just sort of amazes me. And so that's what I wanted to say this morning. You have a great day.
All right, my friend. Thank you for calling in.
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll talk to you. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. This whole thing with the FBI and with the Beaupre campaign is absolutely amazing. Once again, can the GOP and the people in the GOP, can they ever do anything right? Beaupre refuses to say where the information came from, other than commenting, "We got the information from a credible source. I know the information is indisputably true." Well, if it's so credible, if it's so true, then how about this, Bob? Why don't you just tell us where you got it from? Well, Nine News has identified the source last night as Carl Voorhees, whom it identified as a Colorado-based immigration and then customs enforcement agent. Voorhees is a registered Republican, according to voter records. A Rocky Mountain News check of the campaign finance reports show that he had not contributed to Beaupre's race for governor. And messages left with both Voorhees and Beaupre's campaign Thursday night were not returned. Beaupre's campaign manager John Marshall offered assurances that campaign officials were fully cooperating with the law enforcement officials in the database probes. Now, somebody comes to you from a federal agency, and they tell you they have this information. Are you going to take the time, when your gubernatorial campaign here is on the line, are you going to take the time to check this stuff out? Are you? Or are you going to be so freaking desperate in the polls that you're going to turn and do just about anything you have to do in order to try to get a leg up on your opponent? And that's what I think people in Colorado ought to be asking the Beaupre campaign. Why would you take something from somebody like that without checking out its legality and then turning around and sticking it into a television ad? 6:31, 29 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Let's get a look at traffic now on AM 760 Progressive Talk with Gina.
All right. Good morning, Jay. I'm looking for a clear and dry commute right now through Metro Denver. So far, we don't have any wrecks, no stalls. Just starting to fill in at all the normal spots, southbound 25, 104th to 84th. You got a nice cruise, though, into downtown. Out of the city, we did have southbound 25 closed, but it's back open south of the Springs, earlier hazmat problem. We also have crash activity that had at least one lane blocked eastbound I-70 at Lookout Mountain, but they're getting tow trucks in there now, and it should be back to normal shortly.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Wonderful job. Also, it's a great time to shop for a new all-wheel drive vehicle or front-wheel drive vehicle or a four-wheel drive vehicle to help you get through the winter driving conditions. And as always, Rockies gets into the holiday spirit, and they get into it in a big way. And right now they're celebrating Halloween. One per customer. Go on out to Rockies and get a free jack-o'-lantern for you and the kids while they're there, that's out of Rockies. All you got to do is show up, and even if you don't buy a car, they'll give you a jack-o'-lantern. Go out there and see my friends, the Alshears, Tom and Marv, Spanky Herrera, all the gang out at Rockies. They do such a great job. They're good people, and they're open tonight until 9 p.m. So stop by and see them. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and I'll probably see you out there this afternoon. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Time.
Good morning. 635.
Oh, Neil.
Minutes past the hour, high today 59, mostly cloudy. And don't forget, too, to get out and vote. Make sure that you go to the polls. Everybody has to vote. Everybody has to vote. I have to say this. I get emails from people about the integrity of the voting situation. I get it all the time. And I always respond back to them that I'm voting absentee and that they should do exactly the same thing if they're nervous about the voting machines where they live. And I get these emails from people that want to create this, oh my God, ain't it awful scenario in which no matter what I do, Jay, it just won't help anything. But you know something? It will. Vote absentee. You got plenty of time to do that. Get out and make sure you vote and make sure your friends vote. And I'm not even going to be like Mr. Hannity, like Sean Hannity. And I don't think we saved that cut, did we? We did? Oh, all right. Let me show you how desperate the Republicans are. This is how desperate they are. Check this out.
Now, one other thing here. You know what? I think some of you need to stay home on Election Day. What? That's right. I know it sounds terrible. I don't want everybody to vote. I want well-informed people to vote. You know what we're going to do on our Man on the Street segment tomorrow, Man on the Street Thursday? I'm going to have three pictures. Nancy Pelosi, Dennis Hastert, and Harry Reid. And I'm going to ask people if they know who they are. And you know what I bet? I bet you nobody knows. But I think you've got to accept, and I want you to stay home on Election Day because you must accept the fact that your party has abandoned you. You've got to accept the fact that your vote doesn't matter anyway. So all you Democrats, stay home. So, you know, why don't you stay home on Election Day? This is how the press is going to report this. Hannity says Democrats should stay home on Election Day. After all, your vote won't change who occupies the White House. Your candidates have absolutely no ideas on how to win the war on terrorism. The only ideas that they espouse are ways to undermine the troops in harm's way and undermine their commander-in-chief while they're at war. Your candidates have no ideas on how to keep this economy strong. They have no ideas except more tax and spend policies and rescinding the tax cuts that every American family's benefited from. They have no idea how to protect the border. Only the solution they have there is to give us amnesty. They support open borders. In other words, the Democrats, if you listen to them, beyond Mark Foley, beyond amnesty, beyond tax raising, beyond bashing Bush, they have literally not a single solitary policy or idea that's going to benefit this country, keep you safe, and make the country stronger. I don't think abandoning our troops on the battlefield or closing your eyes to enemy communications or listening to enemy communications in our country or killing the economy and supporting illegal immigration, I don't think that's something to run on. So I'm saying for the sake of the nation, I think you Democrats should stay home. For you, there's no reason to vote. But you Republicans out there, the ones, there's enough people in this audience to make a real significant difference in really key important states.
Now, I'd love to sit down with him, and I'd love to just ask him a few questions. They'd be so numerous. He makes so many unfounded, insupportable statements there. And these guys are doing it every single day, making these comments. Well, therefore, let's just take this one, because I've had it leveled at me. They're for open borders. If I were sitting across from him, I'd like to say, okay, Sean, in all due respect, cite me a Democrat that holds public office or that is running for office that has ever advocated that the borders be totally open and unsecured. You've got a minute. I don't think he can give me an answer. You say that Democrats don't have a plan to get out of Iraq. Okay. What party does John Murtha belong to? What party does John Kerry belong to? What party does Russ Feingold belong to? How about Lawrence Korb and the people at the Center for American Progress? And I could go on and on and on. There are plenty of plans out there. Pick one. I don't know of one from the White House. And yet we have the worst violence going on in Iraq now. It's worse now than ever. And I would turn the tables back around on you, Sean, and I would say, show me something that this White House has done in Iraq that's worked. What? What has? And so you can go down his whole litany, his whole list of stuff about undercutting the commanders and all of it. But, you know, there's ample proof the White House doesn't listen to them anyway. You could go through the whole thing. That's how desperate they are. They're so desperate that he's on the air telling you and me, or you and I, whatever the correct grammar is, to stay home. And my response to that is, oh, no. Not only am I not going to stay home, but trust me, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Ed Perlmutter's website. I'm going to go to Angie Piccioni's website. I'm going to go to Bill Winter's website. I'm going to go to Jay Fawcett's website. And I'm going to give him some more money. All right, let's go to Dan in Broomfield. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you how entertaining that little segment on Karen Carpenter was. That was hilarious.
Well, we'll play you some more.
No, I was cracking up because you said how sickening it was.
And it was sickening.
I was crying. I was laughing so hard. Driving to work, mind you. But, yeah, very entertaining, very funny. And, hey, I don't know if you want to touch the subject, but I'm an air traffic controller. And I don't know why it's not getting any press, but the management's totally messing with us.
This thing about messing with air traffic controllers has been going on now for a long time. What exactly is it they want you to do?
Well, they didn't negotiate a contract fairly. They walked away from the tables in May, and now they've implemented a new contract. They're calling a contract. There's even a clause in there that says it has to be ratified by the members, and they've implemented it, new rules, and then nobody ratified it. They're changing the pay. They're dropping the pay. They're trying to make a minimum wage job out of it, basically, because their jobs are, because the management's jobs are overpaid. That's the problem.
Every place I live, I get an air traffic controller who will call me on any open phone segment and start to tell me how they have trouble. And I don't understand why it is that we sit back and we permit these wars to be launched on workers, on people who are trying to do the best job they can and bring home a paycheck, and why we allow this to continue to keep going on day after day, month after month, and year after year.
It's like they're trying to provoke an illegal reaction from us. But what I don't get is, in 1981, 12,500 controllers got fired and got heavily covered by the press. Now it's not getting covered at all when they're trampling on our rights. I don't get it.
All right, email me, man, and let me see if I can get to, I'll do my best to see if I can get some media interested in it.
I'm starting to believe in a completely controlled press.
Well, let's see if we can crack the control.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure, you bet.
Good talk to you.
Okay, nice to have you on.
Bye.
All right. It's 6:44, actually it's 6:45, 15 away from 7, on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This show available on podcast at am760.net. You can also instant message me at am760.net. And it's open phones with one line open at 303-713-7600. Let's get plugged into Friday morning traffic now with Gina.
All right, thanks, Jay. Well, so far we're looking good around the city. Really not dealing with any major issues. We're clear of wrecks on the interstates, no stalls. So really you've got a nice smooth ride as you head out. We do have a little bit heavier traffic now on eastbound 270 through Commerce City, 225 on the increase through Aurora northbound at Iliff. Now we are dealing with a problem in the high country. We had that crash cleanup going on eastbound lanes of I-70 at Lookout Mountain. So watch out for that. It's in the final stages. Also getting some fresh snowfall up in the mountains, so you really want to be careful of those icy spots, especially along the freeway west of the Eisenhower Tunnel. We do have chain restrictions in effect over Vail Pass. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, breezy at times, isolated afternoon thunderstorms, high of 59, currently 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on am760.net.
High-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call High-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. High-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call High-Tech Import in Lakewood.
Only one person gets to be the most important person in a business. And in this business, that's Jan.
Jeez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah?
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until...
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people ready business.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. Here's more proof.
My name's Kristen. I lost 21 pounds and never felt hungry.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-300-0507. That's 1-800-300-0507. 1-800-300-0507.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio.
We're just doing all Carpenters this morning.
For my favorite song. When they played, I'd sing along.
Oh. bring back memories.
Those were such happy times, and not so long ago. Go. How I wondered where they'd gone. But they're back again, just like the long lost friend.
Oh,
all the songs I love so well. Every sha-la-la-la.
Still 6:49. 49 minutes past the hour. High today, 59, mostly cloudy. Jay Marvin along with you here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's open phones, and let's move to the phones. And Tom in Lakewood. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Is this the cozy request line here?
You got it, man.
can you get some air supply on? Or
yeah, okay. We'll play some air supply next hour.
Hey, that Hannity clip was precious. I heard he's joining Larry the Cable Guy on the Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
Yeah, probably.
And then don't forget, their plan is secret, so.
Yeah, we don't need to know it. They have one, but we don't need to know it.
Exactly. Hey, Jay, listen, in a little bit less than 2.5 weeks, I'm hoping to be able to call you and my voice choked up and, you know, just feeling good that we've reclaimed our country, so. We'll see what happens with that, but the reason why I'm calling is kind of dovetails into your guest this morning, and that is with all of this, you know, with this book coming out, and basically how the White House sold out the evangelicals. The thing that I've been thinking about, which really upsets me, and I know you have to kind of walk on eggshells when you're, you know, dealing with the subject of Christianity, as it were, but I hold nothing against the followers of these charlatans, these snake oil salesmen, because I think like the rest of us, they just want to hold something close to their heart. They're just being misled. You know, and I think this nonsense with the White House just basically using them. My God, if anybody should be rising up in revolt right now, it should be them. You know, it's one thing to be sold out by some snake oil salesman. It's another thing to be sold out by the President of the United States. That's sad.
Yeah,
I mean, I really feel sad for these people.
It is, and most of them are well-intentioned, good people who are misled.
Amen.
And then there are those who truly do harbor hate in their hearts, and this is a convenient social justification, a convenient okay for them to act. In an exclusionatory manner towards other individuals who they basically really don't like. And one of the things that David Quo's talking about in this book, and he'll bring it up when we have him on, but one of the things he's talking about is he's talking about a religious fast from politics. He wants evangelicals, he wants them to step back and move away from politics and take time out to examine what's gone on and what has been going on. And I think that he's got a really, really, really good point. And I think the trouble is that, as you pointed out, and it's very true, these guys like Dobson and the rest of them, they're interested in money and power. They're not really interested in God's word.
True. And there was a clip, I don't know if you were running it, but it was a Dobson clip about this Foley thing, and basically he found a way to blame it on Clinton. And then he said that the pages were kind of pulling a prank.
Yeah, that was us.
Did he ever retract that?
Nope.
Jesus. God, you know, I don't know. Don't people listen to the news? They must. I mean, I don't understand how you can say something like that. It's clearly so wrong, and then to not, you know, apologize and say, you know what, but no, they create straw men, and I don't know. I really feel like those people, you know, Jim Baker, Jimmy Swaggart, I mean, there's been a history of this stuff, and they just prey on these poor people.
And they also, a lot of these people, too, also come at you with a big, big, huge cachet of anger.
Yeah.
They're like they're angry all the time.
Now,
how can religion bring you happiness if you're angry all the time?
Well, and I don't think that's what they set out for. I mean, I don't think anybody seeks spirituality and you know the all of everything associated with religion to be angry. I don't know what the, you know, I mean, a lot of us are angry right now, and if I were them, I'd be really angry, but not you know, they need to redirect their anger at their leader.
But let me ask you something important, because I was talking to Mary about this last night, and I've talked to other people about this. Regardless of your political party, regardless of your religious convictions, don't you think that the majority of us, the everyday people you run into, don't you think they're tired of being angry and they're tired of being fearful?
You bet. Totally. And Bush hasn't helped that. I mean, he's just been throwing gasoline on the fire for the past 6 years.
Yeah, and we're worn out. And so what people are looking for is they're looking for some kind of a change or some kind of a direction to go into where this kind of stuff will stop.
Well, I'm convinced that there is truth out there, and at some point here we will all find it. We're just not going to find it with this cloud of fear and uncertainty hanging over us. And it's, and you know, Cheney, Bush, the rest of them, I mean, they've just been they've been fueling the fire here to their advantage, which they'll all burn in hell. That's my total. I firmly believe that. You know, I said to you some time ago that there would be karmic retribution, and I really feel like the time has come. So
they're going, and I'll tell you one thing: they're going someplace, and it's not going to be the same place you and I are going. Tom,
amen.
Thank you, man.
All right, have a good weekend.
Okay, you too.
See you. Bye.
All right. Speaking of that weekend, I'll be up in Boulder tomorrow. We'll be at a rally for Boulder County Democrats at the Boulder County Democratic Headquarters. That's 1725 Walnut Street, beginning at 10 in the morning. Congressman Mark Udall, myself, and others. Okay. Do we have time to squeeze in one more call? We'll go to Sam in Morrison. Sam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, hello, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Okay, well, I had to call in because I couldn't have you diss Karen Carpenter without anybody sticking up for her.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, well, I know anybody who's seen Tommy Boy knows that everyone's a secret Karen Carpenter lover. It's just you don't want to have to express all that emotion out in front of everybody else. So if you got to have that macho machismo, I hate Karen Carpenter attitude, I understand. But it's the true thing is that Karen Carpenter is a great artist. Richard made her do a lot of schmaltzy stuff, but Karen Carpenter is a great artist.
why are you laughing when you're saying that?
Because I know that you are like, oh, yeah, this is, you know, I can hear the next person who's going to be on after that. But everybody knows.
No,
secretly, we all love
Karen
Carpenter.
I didn't say anything. I'm listening. I'm listening exactly to what you're saying, trying to be as open-minded and as non-judgmental as I possibly can.
Well, and it's sentimental. If you're not very sentimental, you're probably not going to like it. I mean, but the other thing, I wanted to say something about James Dobson. I've got to tell you, James Dobson used to be a lot different than all the other televangelist type people, and I think that it's important to let people know that I think that the reason why he got corrupted by getting involved in politics, church people are not supposed to be in bed with politicians, and that's what happened to him. Everything, his Christian message or whatever has completely been corrupted by feeling like the Republican Party is now the new religion. And so they obey what the Republicans want, and it's like I don't think they'd even worry if the election was rigged. They just want to continue being in power because it validates their position. It really, and in fact, that's one thing I would ask you is what does it look like as far as like these Diebold stories and all the different things about corruption in the actual counting process. Is that a real concern among anybody who really knows anything about that?
Yeah, I think it's a big concern, but I think it's going to be high. As I said to a friend of mine yesterday, it's going to be harder to get away with voter suppression, and it's going to be harder to get away with BS this year than it has in previous years because a lot more people are hip to it and a lot more people are watching. And I always just urge people, man, just get out there and vote absentee. All right, Sam, thank you, bud. Appreciate the call.
Good.
All right, we'll continue with open phones right after 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, so stick around on this Friday.
Those long Colorado winters, bring them on. That massive snowfall, people here love it. That wind that blows, those bone-chilling temps, people in Colorado can take it.
Because they come home to a Wind River Spa. This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. Mountain men and women appreciate the soothing warmth and high quality of a Wind River Spa. The best warranty in the business means peace of mind while you soak. Wind River Spas, made in Colorado, for Colorado. Check us out at windriverspas.com.
Our target is called Iwo Jima.
Movie critics across America are hailing director Clint Eastwood's Flags of Our Fathers.
This is Japanese soil, sacred ground.
The New York Times waves. It's a big, sweeping spectacle.
We take that mountain. We take their big guns. We take their eyes.
A rare feat of movie making.
I told my men I'd see them through this. It means I already lied to half of them, can't lie to the rest.
Cover up!
It's beautiful, an emotionally resonant epic.
Knowing he was with you that day, I don't know why it makes me feel better, but it does. It's so silly.
No, it's not.
A stunning achievement.
Here are the heroes of Iwo Jima!
And Richard Roper calls it an American masterpiece.
People on the street corners, they looked at this picture, and they took hope. It said, we are winning this war.
Flags of Our Fathers. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent or guardian. Now playing only in theaters.
The Penny. Iraq has a government, but in one southern city, it's not running the show anymore.
I'm Cammie McCormick in Baghdad. There are reports that 800 black-clad militia fighters stormed three main police stations in Amara, where Britain just handed over military control to the Iraqis in August. The militiamen, armed with rocket-propelled grenades, have set up checkpoints and seized police vehicles. A British officer says the Iraqi army is massing to retake the city, but he gave no indication British forces would move in with them.
President Bush is under growing pressure at home from Republicans as well as Democrats to change his strategy in Iraq. On the campaign trail, the president is saying he won't settle for anything less than winning. Is North Korea's leader ready to blink?
This is Celia Hatton in Beijing. Kim Jong-il reportedly told Chinese officials he has no plans to conduct further nuclear tests. That's according to South Korea's Yonhap news agency speaking to an unnamed Chinese diplomat.
China is calling on all sides in the crisis to show cool-headedness. In Washington, the committee looking into the Congressman Mark Foley congressional paid sex scandal has heard from the number two House Republican, but not from Speaker Dennis Hastert or his top aides.
The committee seems to be saving them for the end after they've put together probably a timeline of what everybody else says. They knew or they told Hastert and his office about Foley and when they told it to them. Then they're going to check with Hastert and his aides and see really where was the knowledge level among that group and what did Speaker Hastert himself know.
CBS News congressional correspondent Cheryl Atkinson. Rural Godfrey, Illinois is where the law finally caught up with Renee Terrell and her boyfriend, wanted back in Henderson, Kentucky for kidnapping Terrell's infant son and killing the social worker who brought him over for a visit. Police Sergeant John Nils.
Most of the police officers knew the person that was murdered. She worked for local social services. It was a very brutal, very violent murder. Of course, we were looking for these individuals, and we were very worried about the child, too.
The boy had been taken away for child neglect and was going to be put up for adoption. He's said to be okay. This is National Mammography Day, and Dr. Len Lichtenfield of the American Cancer Society has some simple advice for women. Get one.
It helps remind all of us, not only women, but husbands, fathers, sons, daughters, whoever, that mammography can be life-saving, but only if a woman actually goes and gets the test done.
98% of women whose breast cancer is caught early on are still alive 5 years later. In St. Louis, it's a thumbs-under-the-suspenders kind of day.
We're proud of our Cardinals! Let's go to the World Series! Yeah!
Well, the Cardinals beat the Mets 3-1 to win the National League pennant and the right to play the Detroit Tigers in a rematch of the 1968 World Series. Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are down about a point. The Dow will start trading at 12,011 after closing above 12,000 for the first time. This is CBS News.
All right. Everyone who enjoys the buying a used car experience, raise your hand. Thought so. Uncertainty does come to mind, but not if it's a Honda certified used car. They're well-maintained late model Hondas. They're given a thorough 150-point inspection and then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. Plus, now you can get APR financing as low as 2.9% on all certified used Honda Odyssey and Pilot models. So relax. They're the next best thing to new. Honda certified used cars.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
I'm back. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, you could win $1 million. And this year, I'm also coming to one lucky listener's home. Register at RicolaUSA.com for clues and official rules. And remember,
I could be a woman.
No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game runs October 9th to November 18th.
Does anyone have a
Ricola?
I'm Corey Lopez. For the AM 760 local news update now, there's a name in the case of who may have obtained confidential information that appeared in Bob Beaupre's campaign ad. The Denver Post reporting that federal authorities are investigating whether Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agent Corey Voorhees, based here in Colorado, may be responsible. Information showed up in a Bob Beaupre political ad attacking his opponent, Bill Ritter. Voorhees is a veteran ICE agent with no public connection to the Beaupre campaign. A fire in a chemistry teaching lab at the University of Denver sent two security guards to the hospital for smoke inhalation. It forced the evacuation of a classroom building.
There were some teaching assistants nearby that put out the fire initially.
DU says they aren't sure what chemicals were involved in the small reaction. The lab was empty at the time of the blaze. This week's snowfall just the beginning around Colorado, apparently. Winter appears to be settling in for a long stay. National Weather Service forecasters issuing a winter storm warning for the central mountains. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, heavier buildup now on your travels through Aurora, 225 south toward the Tech Center. Pretty decent on the northbound side. No major backups there yet. On the north end of town, both 270 and I-76 getting crowded through Commerce City. And we do have peak volume now southbound 25 out of Thornton, North Glen. Watch out for minor crash activity southbound 25 at 20th Street. I think they're going to clear that pretty quickly. Security wait time at DIA. 5 minutes. Weather today, looking for partly cloudy skies. Could be breezy at times. Isolated afternoon thunderstorms, 59. Currently 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today, 59. Mostly cloudy. And it looks like it's going to be a pretty good weekend, except for tomorrow. They're talking about the high only getting up to 42 and possibly some snow. Jay Marvin along with you. It is open phones, as it is on every Friday. And coming up at 9:30 this morning, we'll have David Kuo on, the author of the very controversial book, Tempting Fate. Yesterday, it was actually last night. It was not last night. It was the night before last. Keith Olbermann had another searing commentary about writ of habeas corpus. I wanted to play it yesterday, didn't get to it, and I'm going to play it for you now because it's important that you hear it. This is Keith Olbermann, courtesy of MSNBC and Countdown.
We have lived as if in a trance. We have lived as people in fear. And now, our rights and our freedoms in peril, we slowly awaken to learn that we have been afraid of the wrong thing. Therefore, tonight have we truly become the inheritors of our American legacy. For on this first full day that the Military Commissions Act is in force, we now face what our ancestors faced at other times of exaggerated crisis and melodramatic fear-mongering, a government more dangerous to our liberty than is the enemy it claims to protect us from. We have been here before, and we have been here before led here by men better and wiser and nobler than George W. Bush. We have been here when President John Adams insisted that the Alien and Sedition Acts were necessary to save American lives, only to watch him use those acts to jail newspaper editors, American newspaper editors, in American jails for things they wrote about America. We have been here when President Woodrow Wilson insisted that the Espionage Act was necessary to save American lives, only to watch him use that act to prosecute 2,000 Americans, especially those he disparaged as hyphenated Americans, most of whom were guilty only of advocating peace in a time of war. American public speakers in American jails for things they said about America. And we have been here when President Franklin D. Roosevelt insisted that Executive Order 9066 was necessary to save American lives, only to watch him use that order to imprison and pauperize 110,000 Americans, while his man in charge, General DeWitt, told Congress, it makes no difference whether he is an American citizen, he is still a Japanese. American citizens in American camps for something they neither wrote nor said nor did, but for the choices they or their ancestors had made about coming to America. Each of these actions was undertaken for the most vital, the most urgent, the most inescapable of reasons, and each was a betrayal of that for which the president who advocated them claimed to be fighting. Adams and his party were swept from office and the Alien and Sedition Acts erased. Many of the very people Wilson silenced survived him, and one of them even ran to succeed him and got 900,000 votes, though his presidential campaign was conducted entirely from his jail cell. And Roosevelt's internment of the Japanese was not merely the worst blight on his record, but 4 decades later it would necessitate a formal apology from the government of the United States to the citizens of the United States whose lives it ruined. The most vital, the most urgent, the most inescapable of reasons. In times of fright, we have been only human. We have let Roosevelt's fear of fear itself overtake us. We have listened to the little voice inside that has said, the wolf is at the door. This will be temporary. This will be precise. This too shall pass. We have accepted that the only way to stop the terrorists is to let the government become just a little bit like the terrorists. Just the way we once accepted that the only way to stop the Soviets was to let the government become just a little bit like the Soviets, or substitute the Japanese, or the Germans, or the socialists, or the anarchists, or the immigrants, or the British, or the aliens. The most vital, the most urgent, the most inescapable of reasons. And always, always wrong. With the distance of history, the questions will be narrowed and few. Did this generation of Americans take the threat seriously, and did we do what it takes to defeat that threat? Wise words, and ironic ones, Mr. Bush, your own, of course, yesterday in signing the Military Commissions Act. You spoke so much more than you know, sir. Sadly, of course, the distance of history will recognize that the threat this generation of Americans needed to take seriously was you. We have a long and painful history of ignoring the prophecy attributed to Benjamin Franklin that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. But even within this history, we have never before codified the poisoning of habeas corpus, that wellspring of protection from which all essential liberties flow. You, sir, have now befouled that spring. You, sir, have now given us chaos and called it order. You, sir, have now imposed subjugation and called it freedom, for the most vital, the most urgent, the most inescapable of reasons. And again, Mr. Bush, all of them wrong. We have handed a blank check drawn against our own freedom to a man who has said it is unacceptable to compare anything this country has ever done to anything the terrorists have ever done. We have handed a blank check drawn against our own freedom to a man who has insisted again that the United States does not torture. It's against our laws and it's against our values. And who has said that with a straight face while the pictures from Abu Ghraib prison and the stories of waterboarding figuratively fade in and out around him. We have handed a blank check drawn against our own freedom to a man who may now, if he so decides, declare not merely any non-American citizens unlawful enemy combatants and ship them somewhere, anywhere, but may now, if he so decides, declare you an unlawful enemy combatant and ship you somewhere, anywhere. And if you think this hyperbole or hysteria, ask the newspaper editors when John Adams was president, or the pacifists when Woodrow Wilson was president, or the Japanese at Manzanar when Franklin Roosevelt was president. And if you somehow think habeas corpus has not been suspended for American citizens, but only for everybody else, ask yourself this. If you are pulled off the street tomorrow and they call you an alien, or an undocumented immigrant, or an unlawful enemy combatant, exactly how are you going to convince them to give you a court hearing to prove you are not? Do you think this attorney general is going to help you? This president now has his blank check. He lied to get it. He lied as he received it. Is there any reason to even hope that he has not lied about how he intends to use it, nor who he intends to use it against? These military commissions will provide a fair trial, you told us yesterday, Mr. Bush, in which the accused are presumed innocent, have access to an attorney, and can hear all the evidence against them. Presumed innocent, Mr. Bush. The very piece of paper you signed as you said that allows for detainees to be abused up to the point just before they sustain serious mental and physical trauma in the hope of getting them to incriminate themselves. And they may no longer even invoke the Geneva Conventions in their own defense. Access to an attorney, Mr. Bush? Lieutenant Commander Charles Swift said on this program, sir, and to the Supreme Court, that he was only granted access to his detainee defendant on the promise that the detainee would plead guilty. Hearing all the evidence, Mr. Bush, the Military Commissions Act specifically permits the introduction of classified evidence not made available to the defense. Your words are lies, sir. They are lies that imperil us all. One of the terrorists believed to have planned the 9/11 attacks, you told us yesterday, said he hoped the attacks would be the beginning of the end of America. That terrorist, sir, could only hope. Not his actions nor the actions of a ceaseless line of terrorists, real or imagined, could measure up to what you have wrought. Habeas corpus, gone. The Geneva Conventions, optional. The moral force we shined outwards to the world as an eternal beacon, and inwards at ourselves as an eternal protection, snuffed out. These things you have done, Mr. Bush, they would constitute the beginning of the end of America. And did it ever occur to you once, sir, somewhere in amidst your eight separate, gruesome, intentional, terroristic invocations yesterday of the horrors of 9/11, that with only a little further shift in this world we now know, just a touch more repudiation of all of that for which our patriots have died, did it ever occur to you once that in just 27 months and 2 days from now, when you leave office, some irresponsible future president and a competent tribunal of his lackeys would be entitled by the actions of your own hand to declare the status of unlawful enemy combatant four and convene a military commission to try not John Walker Lind, but George Walker Bush for the most vital, the most urgent, the most inescapable of reasons. And doubtless, sir, all of them, as always, wrong.
There's Keith Olbermann. And I wanted to play it for you yesterday morning, but we just didn't get to it. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of being afraid. I'm tired of cowering in a corner, and I'm tired of the government getting away with this stuff. And I think now is the time that we got to stand up. And we got to make ourselves heard. We got to make ourselves known. It's now or never. We got to do it for ourselves. We got to do it for our kids, and we got to do it for our kids' kids. 7:16, 16 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
My, what a big kitchen island you have. Or maybe... look at that built-in tech area for the kids. You must be a wonderful mother. You know, that sort of thing.
Your home says a lot about you. Make sure it says all the right things. At John Lang Homes, we have a wide range of thoughtful new designs that will speak volumes about your practical nature.
and your good taste. They also say something important about us. Because we're a private company, we can choose to build a few hundred homes a year instead of a few thousand like larger publicly held builders, which means we can give more personal attention to you. If you want to move soon, we have some very smart choices for you. Come see us in Stapleton, Brighton, and Erie, where we have new homes ready for move-in. To learn more, visit us at johnlanghomes.com. That's Lang, spelled L-A-I-N-G.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets.
Not a Progressive member?
Register now and get more information on AM760.net.
Good morning, 720, 20 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 59. Mostly cloudy. J. Marvin here, and it's nice to be along with you. And you can check us out, podcast, any part of the show that you missed. You can get it on podcast at am760.net, or you can stream us at 760.net, or you can IM me at 760.net. All right, let's go to the phones. It's open phones. Here's Robin on cell phone. Robin, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Happy Friday to you, too.
Yeah. I just wanted to call and thank you very, very much for playing that magnificent oration that you just played. That man, Mr. Overman, nailed it in a nutshell. And if you cannot walk away from that without feeling pride in being an American, but with a lot of questions, then you really don't have any business living here. He hit it right on the nail, and I just want to thank you for doing that.
Well, I'm more than happy to, and I think he did too, and I think that he raises a lot of questions that a lot of us ought to be thinking about, and the time for all of us to be scared is over with. And of course, the GOP is now running these national ads with pictures of Osama bin Laden, and basically the bottom line message on the ad is vote for us or you'll die.
Or you'll die.
And I think all of us should reject that.
Well, I have. I do have a question, though. Yesterday, I've been out of town, so you just catch little snippets of things.
Right.
Somewhere along the way, I was listening to Ed show yesterday, and it came out that dirty bomb thing was nothing but a hoax.
Right, it was.
What happened? I missed it. Hang up and listen, okay?
Oh, all right.
Thanks, Jay. Have a great weekend.
You
Bye-bye.
Got it. What happened there is that two things happened. First of all, one of the stadiums listed in there wasn't real. Because they don't play football in New York State. They play in New Jersey. So how could you bomb a stadium? What did they say they were going to get the Jets? Was it the Jets or the Giants they were talking about? It was the Giants. Don't the Giants play in Secaucus, New Jersey or someplace? Which is about 10 miles away from Manhattan? Yeah, so that part right there was out. So that part right there you knew was fake. And then the other thing is they traced the posting on the website to this guy's ISP, and it turns out to be a guy living in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee. And I guess maybe he had too many brewskis or something. And he was, they were having a worst-case scenario contest, and some guy down in Texas, I guess, or California or someplace, was also posting. So it turned out to be a huge hoax. But here's something that Oberman brought up last night, which I didn't think of yesterday at the time, and I think it's worth asking people about and worth thinking about. If Homeland Security could not spot that right off the bat yesterday, that there's no football team in New York State, I'm sorry, in New York City, and that the idea is if something happened at one of the earlier games, don't you think that they would look at the later games? Don't you think people at the later games would step back and say, wait a minute, maybe something could happen here? I mean, it was just not very well put together. And you'd think somebody at Homeland Security could notice that and know that that's going on, but instead what ends up happening is it gets out in the press and everybody goes crazy. So as Oberman brought up, and he's right, you know, thanks, appreciate it, nice move. Okay, let's go to Preston in Denver. Preston, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
I liked how Oberman used that phrase about how we're being put into a trance of fear at times. I think people like Tancredo and some of his allies on the radio are trying to put us in that trance of fear regarding immigrants. And I'd just like to share some of the benefits of immigrants coming here, whether they're legal or illegal. I mean, the system's designed to force people to come here desperately, whether they have their papers or not. So let's look at what they do while they're here. Things like picking our food, oftentimes in fields that are saturated with pesticides. You know, they're out nailing boards in the hot sun, which is can be a hazardous occupation. They're taking care of children, and they're cutting meat and providing care for our children. And I think it's been a remarkable achievement of thought control for people to define these people as invaders who are coming to take our stuff and cause havoc and do nothing but crime and drag people behind cars, when all the while this empire has been dragging the region of Latin America behind the truck of our empire for generations. And they don't want you to put that out on the airwaves. They leave you on hold, and they leave you out. And I think that's a real crime. And I think Media Matters has been doing important work to expose some of the tricks and some of the manipulations that have been going on over the airwaves. And there's a petition right now.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get into that.
Okay. Well, I did want to mention it for people to check out.
I don't want to mention it for people to check out because it involves a friend of mine. And while he and I do not agree on this particular topic of immigration, he's still a friend of mine.
Have you seen 30 Days by chance?
Yes. The whole thing I don't understand is, and I don't think that the immigration situation will ever be settled, and one of the reasons why I don't think it will ever be settled is because there's too much hostility, there's too much anger, and there's too much craziness surrounding it. And if everybody on every side of this question would dial all of this insane behavior down,
right,
and stop it,
exactly,
and sit down and let the best and the brightest and the most rational people in the country and the people in the country who can work things out with no partisan agenda in there, but only what's best for the country, then I think we can come to some kind of working agreement.
Right.
But constantly beating the drum that the brown hordes are swarming over from the border, and they're going to come get us.
Yeah.
And the guy who called me the other day and said, well, if white people decided to do that, all of that stuff is counterproductive, because we know there's a problem. Everybody knows there's a problem. Now, let's sit down and let's fix it.
Right. Tancredo's phrase was barbarians at the gate. And I think this sort of belligerence towards them endangers us. I mean, there are millions of U.S. citizens who like to go to Mexico and Central America as tourists or to retire, even to get medical care in places like Baja California. Now, if we're constantly dumping on the Latin Americans who are coming to this country, you know, we may be creating a sort of blowback. You know, they may turn around and start dumping on us. I mean, we are our brothers and sisters. Do we want them deported, their families separated from each other, put in detention centers? Lehman Brothers and these other firms on Wall Street are making a lot of money building detention centers right now. I mean, do we want to create this sort of police state for our, they're essentially our family members?
I think the average person out there just wants the problem settled. I think the average person just wants it fixed. I think the average person has a right to want it fixed. I think the average person has a right to want it to be taken care of in a humanitarian, non-racist, decently thought out position. But you have extremists. You've got guys who like Sean Hannity, that Sean Hannity clip I played about how, well, they're for open borders. And there's nobody I know that is advocating that. Nobody of any responsibility who's a responsible human being is advocating that. No one's saying that. We're arguing over how and what to do and how to stop people from coming in and how to work it out so that they can come here to work and then what to do with the 11 or 12 million that are already here. But what ends up happening is anytime any illegal ends up committing any kind of a crime, then what ends up happening is the illegal becomes the poster boy for everybody. And then they all pile on.
You're right. One real quick comment. 30 Days, that program that I mentioned, they had an episode where they took a Minuteman and they had him for 30 days live in Mexico in the sort of extreme poverty that they're experiencing right now. He had a conversion. He lived in the shoes of the other person and changed his mind about the issue. And I'd recommend other people check that out for themselves.
Yeah, that'll do it for you. All right, Preston. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. 7:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. We'll check traffic with Gina and then David Quo coming up.
All right, well, traffic, not too bad. We have one little lonesome crash southbound 25 near 20th. Not a real big deal. We do have rolling backups in the area, 58 to Spear. Buildup setting in now both directions of 225, southbound at Iliff and southbound through, actually, that's northbound at Iliff and then southbound through the Tech Center for your stretch down to I-25. Wrecks hits off the highway in Aurora, Airport Boulevard at Smoky Hill. You want to watch out for another one at a key intersection, Evans and Colorado. Weather today, we're looking for partly cloudy skies. Could be breezy. Isolated afternoon thunderstorms, high of 59, currently 41 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-5509. 1-800-500-5509. That's 1-800-500-5509.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577. 1-800-400-7577.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Hi, folks. Otto the Owl here. Holiday travel in the shopping season is just around the corner. Travel tip number 3. Take the Northwest Parkway. It's the stress-free way to travel to the mall and airport. Go to flywithotto.com for more wise tips.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do.
Some parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:33 minutes after 7. High today, 59 under mostly cloudy skies here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's welcome to the program David Kuo. He is the author of Tempting Faith, and he has been in the Office of Faith-Based Initiatives, Faith-Based in Community Initiatives. He has worked for a diverse group of political leaders, from William Bennett and John Ashcroft to Ted Kennedy and Gary Hart. Previously, he founded and launched the American Compass, a charitable organization designed to objectively evaluate the efficiency of social service organizations. He's written speeches and articles for various leading political and business leaders, including Governor George W. Bush, Senator Bob Dole, Congressman J.C. Watts, AOL founder Steve Case, and he's the author of Good Morning America Book Club Selection, .bomb, and has been published in numerous magazines and newspapers. And David, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Wow, you make me sound kind of like I know what I'm talking about.
Well,
you
got a long resume, and also understand that your roots in Colorado run very, very deep. Talk about that just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. My wife's family are the McCrearys from up in Estes Park, Colorado. And, you know, I'm a 6'5" or half Asian guy. So I'm going to paint a picture. So, you know, you guys have those pioneer plates out there?
Right.
Okay, so just set in mind, 6'5" half Asian guy in an old Jeep, driving around with pioneer plates. People look at me and they look at the plates and they look at the car and they look at me and they go, "You can't be a pioneer." It's like you got to have stolen the car or something.
And what do you say to them?
I try and drive fast.
Try to drive fast and get away from them. All right, let's talk about this book. I don't think that there's much that in the way of politics and probably religion that you and I, if we sat down across from each other, would agree on, but. I'm
not sure about that.
I try to understand. The first time I ever heard that the elites in the GOP did not have any respect for the evangelical and right-wing Christians involved in the GOP was from Tucker Carlson, who is not a flaming liberal.
No, that's right. Tucker's got it right.
And he said they don't respect them. They don't like them. And everybody knows that. And then the person who questioned him said, "Well, how do you know?" And he said, "Because these folks are my friends. They live on my block, and I know."
It sounds like gravity.
And yeah, and so is it true? Is it true that the elites in the GOP
basically
have no respect for the evangelical right?
Yeah, absolutely, right. They're politicians, right? What do politicians do? What do they want? Politicians want power. How do politicians get power? They get power by getting votes. How do you get votes? Well, you find people to vote for you, and they've found an extraordinarily large block of voters, you know, called evangelical conservatives or values voters, or whatever you want to call them. You know, and they've convinced them that the Republican Party is their true and rightful home. Do they like them? No. You know, and frankly, is this perception that the religious right controls the White House true? No. I mean, it's kind of hard to see sacred cows, you know, killed, challenged, or, you know, whatever. But that part isn't true. And my concern, right, from a spiritual perspective, is that, you know, a bunch of really well-meaning folks, moms and dads and folks who don't really think much about politics, right, and given some money and thinking they're doing the right thing, you know, but in the process, frankly, they're casting their pearls before politicians. You know, and that's not a good thing. You know, a lot of attention in the book has been paid to that paragraph or several paragraphs. I'll tell you, I think the strongest indictment in the book about the Bush administration hasn't been talked about. And that is, you know, that this administration has prospered politically on the backs of not only God, but on the backs of the poor. You know, the president, and I sort of outline this, talk about this in the book, in 1999, George W. Bush's first policy speech of the campaign was about poverty and about how he was going to be a different kind of Republican, and he was going to give $8 billion in new money a year to help the poor. Right? This was a key part of his strategy in 2000, the midterms in 2002, in 2004, right? This idea of the compassionate conservative. Now, I was into it, right? Because, you know, hanging on the wall of my little office here is a portrait of Bobby Kennedy. Right? And now conservatives listening will go, aha, we have ammunition now. He is a liberal.
Right, exactly. Right?
But you know, what I admire about Bobby Kennedy is that he used his position and his power and his prestige to fight for the poor. Right? And in George W. Bush, I thought I saw exactly the same sort of thing. It's the only reason I went to work for the White House. I never would have otherwise. And that's the problem, because for 6 years now, the Bush administration has been deceiving the American public about compassion, using God, and using the poor. And that is no small part, is what I talk about in the book. That is crucial for people to understand. It's crucial for people to talk about. And it's crucial for them to hold the administration accountable about. Because at the end of the day, you know, nobody is going to speak up on behalf of the poor. Right? Who's going to talk about that? Right? It's not like they have a bunch of K Street lobbyists. It's not like they have, you know, a bunch of folks who are, you know, corporations who are going to get behind it and say, oh, you know, if you don't help the poor, I'm going to not give, you know, six-figure donations to, you know, various Republican organizations. But that, I think, is one of the great scandals of this administration, one of the great ignored scandals of this administration. And the double talk coming out of the administration is extraordinary. And one of the things that finally set me over the edge was a 2005 State of the Union. In that State of the Union, President Bush gets up and says, I am going to launch a $90 million gang violence initiative. And he talked in beautiful, glowing terms about the initiative, all it was going to do, about the kids who were hurting. But I kind of, it sounded a bit sketchy to me, and I listened in on a conference call on reporters the next day with some White House folks, and a reporter asked him, well, how is this going to be paid for? I'm like, oh, yeah, well, you know, it's taken care of in the budget. Another reporter said, well, how is it going to be paid for? Well, you know, it's taken care of. Finally, the person was forced to answer, well, it's not actually a new program. Right? We're actually taking money out of another previously announced compassion program that wasn't ever really funded either. So they were cannibalizing one act of compassion, you know, one really, you know, starving act of compassion, into another act of purported compassion. But it really represents the cynicism of this White House, because what they understood is that when it comes to the American people, they have short attention spans. So all they had to do was make nice announcements, right? Nice announcements about compassion with pretty pictures surrounded by minorities. You do that, and no one's going to follow up. Who's going to follow up about how much money actually went there? Right? There's no time.
Yeah, because we're on to the next story.
And that is what the White House understood. And that is an important point in the book. It's a crucial, vital point in the book. And it's something people need to understand.
Is one of Jesus's central messages administering to the poor?
No, really. It's cutting the estate tax was really his biggest priority. I've seen it. It's cutting the estate tax, benefiting the millionaires. Absolutely vital to Jesus's message. You know, I have come to serve the wealthy. I think that's most of what he talked about. I'm sorry, I'm being silly, but...
I know you're being silly. But the reason I ask you this is because if it is, and if that's one of the basic tenets, and if that's one of the basic things, then how in the world do we get off into this world of going after people over gay rights?
I don't get all these
wedge issues.
I don't. Well, in part because, you know, in this age, right, you know, those are sexy wedge issues, and everybody can comment on them. So that's one way. You know, but the other way is, yes, you're right. What's the basic Jesus message? You know, you get the condensed, you know, soundbite version, right? You know, raised from the dead, right? You can be raised from the tomb. Just follow him, hang out with him, and when you hang out with him, you get a better life. Really, I mean, if you read the Gospels, that's what it comes down to, and heal the sick, and feed the poor. Right? Visit people in prisons. This is the Jesus message. Now, I don't know about you, but I haven't heard that message a lot from politicians who profess to, you know, be all about Jesus. You know, I hear a lot about gay marriage. You know, I hear a lot about abortion. You know, I hear a lot about tax cuts. I hear a lot about all of those sorts of things. And, you know, ironically, right, Jesus said nothing about any of them. Except the estate tax, of course. and it's something that I'm a little incredulous about.
But I hear is I'll hear somebody like James Dobson, who's down the road from us, talk about how as progressives and liberals we hate the country.
Right. Oh, this is.
You know, we.
I hope I have the chance to come back. I'm going to actually have to scoot, but I would love to come back and talk about this, because hate, liberals hate the country. Liberals are evil. Liberals are bad. Supposed to be a Christian, and part of being a Christian is loving people. And I don't quite know how the two go together. Jay, I'm sorry, I got to scoot. I really, if I have the time, I'd love to come back if you'd have me.
I'll have you back anytime. You know what? Can you just make contact with us, and I would, whether you're
I'll tell your producer, because I'd love to do it. Only given 10 minutes, but I'd love to come back. I really would.
All right, we'll expand this and get into a whole bunch of stuff. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Jay. Bye.
All right. There's David Kuo, and we'll have him back because he only had 10 minutes, and he's got, he's in line for a lot of interviews. But the book is Tempting Faith, and it is a dynamite book. It's out now. It was released earlier this week, Monday, so you can go to wherever you go, the Tattered Cover or Barnes & Noble or wherever it is, and pick up a copy of it. It's a mind-blowing book, and I'll tell you something else. If you've got friends who are conservative, evangelical Christians who swear their allegiance to the GOP, this is a book they really should read. 7:45, 15 minutes away from 8 o'clock. It's open phones. I got four lines open at 303-713-7600. And whatever you want to talk about, whether you want to continue to talk about what I was talking to David Kuo about, or anything else that may be on your mind, 303-713-7600. The phone lines are open. And let's get together and engage in some good conversation. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we'll check out traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we do have this mishap. It's really adding to your travel time if you are making your way into downtown. Southbound 25 right near 20th. We have a stop-and-go extending from 58th to Spear. Not a bad-looking drive elsewhere around the metro. We're just starting to see the usual areas for buildup. C-470 eastbound now from Broadway to University. Good-looking drive. If you're coming out of Boulder along the turnpike, not going to run into any wrecks or delays. We just have the usual slowing from Federal to Pecos. And no issues in or around Boulder. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy at times, isolated afternoon thunderstorms. High of 59. Tonight, cloudy and chilly, rain and snow late, 28. Currently 41 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
We've received some fantastic entries for the AM 760 Progressive Radio Star Contest.
Good morning, Denver.
Good day, fellow Americans.
Good day and welcome.
Just give me a call here.
But these aren't necessarily them.
I'm Blaine, and it's time to complain.
And thank you for tuning in to AM 760.
The top finalists will compete Sunday. Who will be the next Progressive Radio Star? Stay tuned to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Parents, you just might be the best protection your kids have against drug abuse. Strong family support helps children develop the values and confidence needed to resist peer pressure and avoid drug use. This from Nationwide Heating and Air Conditioning in Lakewood. For over 10 years, Nationwide Heating and Air Conditioning has been the best when it comes to residential and commercial heating and air conditioning repairs and installation. For a free estimate, call Dave and the professional service technicians at Nationwide today. 303-232-3939.
Inside this ordinary-looking business lurks a secret weapon. Its name, Stuart.
Hi there.
His power, in a word, he does the impossible.
I think that's four words, actually.
He's ready.
Right.
Lucky for him, his business runs on the right kind of software. Microsoft software.
True. It's good stuff.
When a tough job rears its ugly head, Stuart and his software are ready.
Well, the thing about Microsoft is it's easy to use, and it works with all the other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
It's 7:48, 48 minutes in front of the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Brocky's Autos had their matching down incentive going on now for most of the summer into the fall. This is the last month to take advantage of that matching down incentive. The program will not be available after the end of October. That's where you put down $1,500, and they put down $1,500, and you have $3,000 towards your next automobile. It's going to go away at the end of October. And every vehicle on Rocky's lot has been winterized. Kevin and the gang have done a great job, and you can drive away knowing that you're in top condition for another Colorado winter. Also, it's a great time to shop for an all-new all-wheel drive vehicle or a front-wheel drive vehicle or a four-wheel drive vehicle to help get you through the winter driving conditions. And as always, Rockies gets into all of the holidays. They really do. And they're celebrating Halloween. Any customer, one jack-o'-lantern per customer, any customer can go by, whether you buy a car or not, and get yourself a free Halloween pumpkin courtesy of Rockies Autos. And while you're there, check out the huge, diverse selection that makes them Colorado's number one volume dealer. Over 600 vehicles on the lot. And see my friends, the Alshears, Tom and Marv, Spanky, Gerard Menard, Jason Mays, Johnny Mays. There's just all kinds of people working out there who work really hard to try to take care of you. Jim Monroe. The list just goes on and on and on. Rockies Autos reminding you that you can get a free pumpkin. Plus, that matching down incentive is going to be over at the end of this month. Rockies Autos are open tonight until 9 and Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. See you out there today at Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
You just can't rush some things, like a good stew or the cable guy. But you can rush your way to a free night at Econo Lodge or Roadway Inn hotels, because right now we're offering double stamps with the Easy Choice Rewards program. So if you're in a hurry to slow down and spend a free night relaxing somewhere, call 800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com for the best internet rate guaranteed. We'll see you there.
Earn 2 stamps per night for qualifying stays between 9-1 and 11-30-06. Maximum 10 stamps per stay. For details, visit choicehotels.com.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. In a global economy, you got to know how to swim.
You got to swim in deep financial waters these days. Everybody's pushing more responsibility on the people who are less economically responsible. The number one cause for divorce in America today is money.
Lord have mercy.
If you or your children want or need a lesson in financial literacy, we're here to help. Online and on the ground nationwide. Call us at 877-592-HOPE.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 751, 51 minutes past the hour. High today, 59, mostly cloudy. And it's nice to have you along. Tomorrow they're talking about snow, about a high of 42. I got that rally tomorrow. Hope you'll be there. That's coming up tomorrow at the Boulder County Democratic Headquarters, 1725 Walnut Street. It begins at 10 o'clock in the morning. It'll be Congressman Mark Udall and myself, and who knows who else will show up. So join us to get fired up for Election Day. That's the Boulder County Democratic Headquarters, 1725 Walnut Street, beginning at 10 a.m. I look forward to seeing you out there. All right, let's go back to the phones. We go to David in Colorado Springs. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Jay. Love your show.
Thanks.
Loved you playing Keith Olbermann's special comment. Of course, he's right on again, as usual. But I have a concern. I live here, of course, in the Vatican of the United States, down in Colorado Springs, and so I do my part to... I'll try to stir things up a little bit. And I have a slew of stickers on the back of my truck, all of them which are, you know, dissenting what's happening in the United States now. And I'm kind of curious of what your thoughts are on whether or not there's a possibility of me being considered an enemy combatant.
At this particular point, no, probably not. You're not going to get a, you may not... You may draw a lot of scorns down there, and you may have a lot of people down there who, you know, will flip you off or not particularly like you.
Well,
I don't think that anybody would arrest you for being an enemy combatant. I think you would run that chance if you were engaged in activities with organizations that the Justice Department and the federal government would consider to be suspicious.
Okay, none of the standards have been, you know, expressed on what is considered an enemy combatant. And so I was kind of...
Well, I don't know. I don't know that we really know. I think it's up to the president to define that, which worries a lot of us.
Jeez, no kidding. That's a tough one. You know, it's hard to vote for a man when you know his IQ is way lower than yours, you know. I was watching Bill Maher one night when Kevin Costner was on. I don't really agree with Kevin Costner's views, but I did agree with one thing that he said, that we should be in awe of our leaders, you know, the people who are elected to government, you know, like presidents and stuff. We were all in awe of Kennedy, you know. We were in awe of his brother as well. And there aren't those kind of leaders anymore, of where they just blow us away because they're so intelligent and they're so eloquent, et cetera, et cetera. We don't have that anymore.
Well, part of the reason we don't have that anymore is because it's a lot rougher to be able to pull that off because of the media and the flow of information that you have in the country now. If you think back to 1960, if you think back to the, you know, like to 1960, I mean, we weren't very, very sophisticated. We weren't very sophisticated in an information flow, and we basically had to rely on newspapers, and we basically had to rely on television, and you didn't have a lot of what you got now. There's no, weren't any 24-hour cable news network cycles and all of those kinds of things. I mean, Kennedy had his weaknesses, and he had had his problems, and so did his brother, and so does everybody. And it's just now that stuff comes out big time, as opposed to where it used to be just not talked about.
Exactly. Well, you know, like Kennedy would have never been asked the question while he was in office, are you sleeping with Marilyn Monroe?
No, nobody would have known. Nobody would have ever asked him that. That's absolutely right.
It's just, you know, well, they had that kind of respect for the office as well. And then, you know, when the Republicans came about on this witch hunt with Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, it was just ridiculous, you know, absolutely ridiculous. But now that's become the way we do politics. That's become the status quo.
Well, this whole idea of no harmony, of ideologues bashing heads and beating each other up all the time, instead of genuinely sitting down to try to figure something out and to try to fix it, not because it's for the best of a political party, but it's because it's for the best for the country, is way, way out the door, and we need very desperately to restore that.
I agree, absolutely. You know, I love debating Republicans, and I don't get all hot under the collar because I know going into the debate, I'm not going to sway anybody's opinion, but I might teach them something here and there, and same with them, too. You know, I learned several different things by debating Republicans, but I don't get angry at them, and I think it was Clinton that brought it up. What we need is good, hard debate and talk about it so we come out with the best resolution possible or whatever problem we're debating. And, you know, the Republicans are just against that. They don't want anybody to have any information because information is, you know, dangerous to them. And it just blows me away. It's so frustrating to sit there and listen to these Republicans say that, you know, the Democrats essentially are worse than the terrorists.
Well, you're right. I mean, that's very, very damaging, very, 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 just useless behavior. And when I hear Democrats do it, I try to, you know, I'll argue with them and try to make the point that I don't think it's right. And Republicans do, and they are. They've gotten really, really, really desperate now, and that they are throwing around all kinds of mud, doing anything that they can. And it's a shame because the big problems that face the country aren't getting handled. And after all, bottom line, and I wish some people in the Republican Party like Dennis Hastert, like George Bush, like Dick Cheney, like Donald Rumsfeld, like, you know, a lot of these folks, I wish they would just catch a clue that because you and I don't see things the way they see things, it doesn't make us any less American than they are. And when I get conservative, when I get these right-wingers who try to pull this stuff off on me, man, you know what, David? I stand up to them and tell them it's BS.
Yep, that's me.
I don't do it in a mean way. I just say, okay, well, you know, prove it to me. And 9 times out of 10, they can. Hang in there, man.
All right.
We'll talk
Thank
to you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thanks, Dick.
All right, another full hour of open phones coming up here right after the news on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Why can't we have a discussion of ideas without mass confrontation and anger? Boy, I wish we could.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Warning, if you're about to buy a storage building for your home, you're about to spend thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're U.S. Buildings, the largest manufacturer of arch-style steel buildings. Nobody sells top-quality steel buildings for less. You could pay almost $25,000 for a backyard garage somewhere else, but we can give you a top-quality steel building for less than $9,000, so you can save 60% or more. Call now and get our full-color catalog free at 1-800-300-6286. At U.S. Buildings, our buildings are so strong and durable, they're actually hurricane rated. Made with only the sturdiest, highest grade steel shipped direct from our factory. So you can build it yourself over a weekend and save 60% or more. So hurry, don't miss your chance to get a steal on a steel building. Call U.S. Buildings today and save 60% or more. And for a limited time, get delivery absolutely free. Call U.S. Buildings now at 1-800-300-6286. That's 1-800-300-6286. 1-800-300-6286.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapane. Another day, another crisis for the government of Baghdad. This one involves the takeover of a southern city by well-armed militiamen loyal to an anti-American cleric.
I'm Cammie McCormick in Baghdad, where it's unclear at this hour whether militia forces loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr still have control of Amara in the south. Earlier today, witnesses there said hundreds of militiamen were roaming the streets, heavily armed. Some had stolen police vehicles. This was after attacking three police stations there. The Iraqi army, which had taken over Amara from the British in August, has now sent additional forces to the area.
The sectarian bloodshed has made refugees of thousands of Iraqis. Ron Redmond is with the UN Commission for Refugees.
At least 40,000 Iraqis per month are now fleeing to Syria. Thousands more are going to Jordan, although they're not counted at the border.
Is Kim Jong-il getting the message? The North Korean leader reportedly told the visiting Chinese envoy he has no plans for a second nuclear test. Well, ask a mother if she gets enough sleep to be a good mom, and there's a better than 50-50 chance she'll say no. Onika Luskowski is typical. She has two young girls and a job.
Probably, if I did have more hours, I'd probably feel better. I just don't realize how much better I'd feel, because I don't have that happen as often.
Some women who do get to bed early say financial worries and thinking about what tomorrow will bring keeps them from nodding off. A new study is out on Ritalin. Live to CBS's Jim Shenevy. Jim, what should we know?
Well, researchers at the National Institute of Mental Health conducted a long-term study of Ritalin use on preschoolers. What they found was that there are benefits to using the drug to treat severe cases of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, but, Frank, about 40% of the kids had side effects, including irritability, weight loss, insomnia, and slowed growth.
In South Florida, the 81-year-old man who survived a stingray attack is scheduled for a third round of surgery. James Bertakis was on a boat when the stingray jumped in. As he tried to get rid of it, the ray put a barb into his heart. Unlike crocodile hunter Steve Irwin, Bertakis was able to get to shore and to a hospital in time to save his life. Sarah Bertakis tells the CBS News Early Show her grandfather is a fighter.
He's holding his own. He's in critical condition, but we're just praying for the best right now.
It's on to Detroit in World Series Game 1 tomorrow night for the St. Louis Cardinals. They wrapped up the National League pennant last night, beating the Mets 3-1. The unlikely hero is Yadier Molina. The weak-hitting catcher poked a game-winning two-run home run.
Awesome. Awesome.
Wall Street was able to start the day in a good mood when the opening bell rang. The Dow Industrial Average began at an all-time high, just above 12,000. But it's been downhill from there. Right now, the Dow Industrials are about 41 points lower. The NASDAQ Composite Index is down by about 10. This is CBS News.
You, playing Texas Hold'em with Mozart, fairies, kings, queens, albino aardvarks, karaoke singing koalas, the Sun City kickball team, wearing flippers, Sasquatch and Nessie holding hands at sunset in the Grand Canyon.
dreams. They can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical study shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if your insomnia doesn't improve. Take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1. See our ad in Prevention Magazine or visit Rosarum.com.
Swimming babies, dancing babies, singing babies.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Frontier High School in Elizabeth closed down. Has nothing to do with the approaching storm that should drop a little bit of snow in the Denver area. It's actually because of a water main break. It includes the preschool there in Elizabeth that is in the Frontier High School building. There is a name in the case of who may have obtained confidential information that appears in a Bob Beaupre campaign ad. Denver Post reports that federal authorities are investigating whether an ICE enforcement agent, Corey Voorhees, may be responsible. The information showed up in a political ad attacking opponent Bill Ritter. While not providing the name, Beaupre did tell 9 News the informant did come to his camp.
If at the end of the day it's proved otherwise, so be it. But we certainly didn't ask. He came to us.
Voorhees, a veteran ICE agent, he has no public connection with the Beaupre campaign. The mastermind of what officials call the largest methamphetamine ring that's ever been seen in western Colorado is now ordered to spend 24 years behind bars. The judge in Grand Junction gave that sentence to 45-year-old Stephen Parsons. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, it's a tough ride out of Thornton North Glen. We have a 3-car crash adding to the backups already in place from 104th to 84th. So you want to watch out for it. It's on the right-hand shoulder. Several issues along southbound 25, further down Steel Street Bridge. Brand-new crash there. The one at 20th is gone, but it's still making for a busy Friday into downtown from 38th to Spear. We have a disabled vehicle westbound I-7 that has that jammed at Havana. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, looking for partly cloudy skies, some breezy conditions, isolated afternoon thunderstorms, high of 59. Currently, 42 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now, you can get one-hour digital prints from King Soopers for just 20 cents each. Log on to kingsoopers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating location. Right store, right price.
Put your business on the radio. Buy our unsold commercials and save. Visit customersarelistening.com and pick from several radio stations you think your customers are listening to. Visit customersarelistening.com now. That's customersarelistening.com.
Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies and support of Progressive Talk, AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Seven minutes after 8 o'clock. High today, 59. Mostly cloudy skies. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This show's streaming 24 hours a day. I always say that. We're not on 24 hours a day. This show is streaming every Monday through Friday, 6 in the morning until 10, Mountain Standard, soon to be Mountain Standard Time, at am760.net. And you can also instant message us at am760.net. The Al Sadr militia reportedly has taken over the southern city of Amara in Iraq. So, as Dick Cheney says, things are going swimmingly there. One line open at 303-713-7600. Now, we got a call from some guy. I don't know who it was. I didn't talk to him. John Turk took the call, who said that basically that there was a conservative right-wing talk show host.
here in town that basically yesterday was making the case that if you vote Democratic in the next 21 or 20 or 18 days, that if you vote Democratic, that basically what's going to end up happening here is you're going to die. Isn't that just what they were saying? That this person, don't say who it was, but there was a right-wing host in this town that was saying that basically if you vote Democratic, you're going to die.
Well, yeah, you're siding with the terrorists, the same stuff we've been hearing for the last few weeks.
Yeah, how desperate is that? How desperate really is that? And even if you're listening to this show and you're a Republican, aren't you ashamed by that kind of behavior? Wouldn't you be embarrassed by that?
The old fear tactic, it just seems to be used and used and used by the GOP, and it seems to be their only tactic in this midterm election.
I'd be embarrassed by that. Let's have a discussion about how to solve problems. And let people vote for the best, who they believe to be the best problem solver, as opposed to trying to ratchet up fear so that if you vote for that party, if you vote for that person, you're going to die. And making all of these extreme statements that they're for open borders and that they'll raise your taxes and that and on and on and on and on and on. And when you go and you go look to see what people like Ed Perlmutter are saying, when you go to look to see what people like Angie Piccioni are saying, when you go to look to what people like Bill Winter are saying, when you go to look at what people like Jay Fawcett are saying, when you go to look at what people like Bill Ritter are saying, and various members of the House and Senate and the legislative branch that are running in this state, when you go to look at all of those folks, none of them are saying that. You don't see that on any of their websites. You don't see that on any of their statements, that none of them are saying that. Yet, I guess the deal is that if you say it often enough and if you keep saying it over and over again, people walk away and then they think it's true. And then they believe it's true. And I get a lot of email from conservative emailers, and there's nothing wrong with people who are conservative, but I get a lot of conservative email, and they will repeat these same talking points to me, and then I will ask them, okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to prove to me what you've just said. Let's start with open borders. Name me a prominent Democratic politician, well-respected, that has ever said that the borders of the United States should be wide open. This same guy who made that charge sent me in the same email, he said, you guys are for abortion. I answered him back by saying, okay, give me the name of a prominent Democratic politician that believes that abortion is the answer to pregnancy and that they're out promoting abortion as used as a tool for birth control. Because most responsible people would believe, most responsible people on the progressive side of things would believe that abortion should be a woman's right to choose, should be legal, should be safe, and should be rare, and that you should explore other alternatives. And then he finally ended up the email picking on an organization that's very close to my heart. He said, well, you support this very left-leaning group called the ACLU, and they defend people in NAMBLA, which is this pedophilia organization. I sent him an email back and said, okay, I want you to go and cite me the court cases and where they took place. And if you can, provide me with the case numbers so I can go look them up. Because
Last time I checked, pedophilia is against the law. Pornography, child or otherwise, is not protected by the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment. And I don't think you can make a case. But somebody on one of the other radio stations had to have put this in this guy's head. Had to have given the ideas to him. The talking points. And the real things that should be talked about is the fact that we have men and women who are dying in a far-off land in a war of choice, in a war that was ill-conceived, that everything that this administration has said about this war has not come true, and that they are still continuing not to tell the truth about the war. The example being Dick Cheney's appearance on Rush Limbaugh. I know we don't have still have that, do we? Do we still have that? Because right there, you, there's Dick Cheney telling Rush's listeners that things are going relatively well, that we're making progress. Now, do we have it? Cheney and Limbaugh. All right, here's an example of where they just don't tell the truth. Now, let's listen to this and then compare this with what's going on in Iraq right now at this moment as we speak.
It's clear, to me anyway, that you and the White House are not changing policy on this at all, that the operating policy here is victory. Is the perception that victory is possible strong enough? Is that possibility being laid out in strong enough terms to the American people? Do they think it's possible? Or are they beginning to doubt that it can happen?
Well, I think there's some natural level of concern out there because, in fact, it wasn't over instantaneously. It's been a little over 3 years now since we went into Iraq, so I don't think it's surprising that people are concerned. On the other hand, this government's only been in office about 5 months, 5 or 6 months now. They're off to a good start. It is difficult, no question about it, but we've now got over 300,000 Iraqis trained and equipped as part of their security forces. They've had three national elections with higher turnout than we have here in the United States. If you look at the general overall situation, they're doing remarkably well.
They're doing remarkably well. Right now, as we speak, the Al Sadr militia has taken over the southern city of Amara and has complete control of it. Do you call that doing remarkably well? I don't call that doing remarkably well. 16 minutes after 8. You want to squeeze in a call here, John? All right, let me squeeze in a call. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, thank you.
Sure.
I'm basically looking forward to, a civil conversation.
Yeah, you bet.
I think the biggest problem I see is that the Democrats haven't promised to give a specific alternative. Let me expand on that so you understand better. They have not promised as a party, as a group, to overturn this recent relic of the torture bill. They have not promised as a party, as a group, to get us out of Iraq quickly.
Well, my response to that would be that when you're in the minority party and you don't hold power, you can't promise or deliver on anything. But I think the difference is that the Democrats are not running around with rose-colored glasses on, making statements like you just heard about things going relatively well. They are at least, and have been now for quite a while, entertaining different ideas about how we can get ourselves out. The most popular one seems to be the MRTHA plan of redeployment, but At least they're offering, at least each outspoken Democrat that I've heard are at least talking about it and are at least have something floating out there, whereas the Republicans, I don't know what their plan is. What, you know, I don't know, other than I know that James Warner wants something else, other than I know Chuck Hagel wants something else, and that James Baker, who is the head of the Iraqi study group, is going to reportedly recommend redeployment. But I don't know what, I mean, what is their plan? If you know what their plan is, tell me what it is.
No, no, I am not a Republican group. What I'm saying is that the Democrats have not given any objective standard on which to grade their performance on.
Well, I'm, you know what, you and I are just going to have to disagree, because I think they have. I think that they have shown that they have varying ideas on how to get out, and one of the first things you're going to have to do in achieving any project is people are going to have to lay ideas on the table, where the administration's way to go is the status quo, and anybody who challenges the status quo always gets the two barbs put at them, which is, you don't understand, and you're not patriotic.
Jay, what I'm talking about is that if you have an opposition party, and, I mean, you yourself just said several Republicans who are already floating different kinds of solutions to it. I think what my, really, let me give you a good tangible example of my fear. In 1968, when the country had turned against the war in Vietnam, Richard Nixon promised a secret plan to get us out of the war. 4 years later, we were still in the war. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen this time.
Who's proposing a secret plan to get out of the war?
Now, what I'm saying is that we have all these undefined promises of a solution
to
the mess in Iraq.
Where do you get that they're undefined? They're not undefined.
What is the promise to get us out of Iraq?
The MIRTHA plan is very well spelled out.
But that's the Senate for American, by the Democrat Party.
The Center for American Progress's plan is well spelled out. And as I said to you before, one of the first things in trying to work something out and to try to come to a workable solution is people have to sit down and they have to propose things, and people have to, and things have to be put out on the table. Everybody doesn't immediately walk lockstep and go, oh, yeah, I think that's a great idea. You've got a variety of ideas out there. But at least you've got ideas out there that are germinating. At least you've got people that are willing to examine these ideas, including Joseph Biden's idea of decentralizing the country. What do you have if you vote to stay the current course? You've got nothing.
But I'm not advocating that.
Well,
what
are
I'm
you
also
advocating,
saying,
Dave? Dave, what are you advocating then?
I am really advocating that, well, the Democrats tell us before the election what the alternative
they
is. No,
they have.
Because, Jay, you have people like Hillary Clinton who want to continue this war and increase troop levels, correct?
She's one person.
But I'm saying that how do we grade whether the Democrat Party is
how
going to accomplish
grade,
the alternative
how you grade,
as
how
long
you grade
as this,
it, how you grade it is, you
you're
see...
You're talking over me again. Your turn. Go ahead.
Well, I've made the point over and over again, and it's not sinking in, so, last word's yours.
Well, the Democrat Party, as a group, has offered no alternative that can be graded, objectively graded, as to whether they're going to perform. They have basically hid in this completely wide-open range of alternatives, which go from staying the course to increasing our killing of people in Iraq to some kind of cutting the country into pieces, to some kind of maintaining this enormous kill force that's in Kuwait. That, and that's all what redeployment means. It means we just have this tremendously powerful kill force in Kuwait, so if the puppet government in Iraq doesn't do as we say, we'll go in and kill more Iraqis. And I want an alternative to this continuing one world government kind of control of another country where we have no business being and no business killing these Iraqis. Thanks, Jay.
You're more than welcome. You and I just disagree, but that's okay. But you're right. It's 8:22, 22 minutes after 8 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
Jay Martin.
Shaping up to be a busy commute, Jay. We've got a couple of new problems. The one southbound I-25 really affecting your drive now through Thornton North Glen. It's on the right shoulder at Thornton Parkway. Looks like three cars there. Police are definitely on scene. We also have a brand new one southbound I-25 two-car at the Still Street Bridge to watch out for. And we still had some delays, of course, getting into downtown between 58th and I-70. Now, speaking of I-70, we had a problem that's really backing up traffic on the westbound side between Havana and 225. It's a stop and go there due to an earlier stall. Weather today, just looking for partly cloudy skies, breezy conditions, isolated afternoon thunderstorms, and a high of 59. Currently 42. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Whether your child needs to catch up, keep up, or get ahead in school, Sylvan Learning Center can help with personalized tutoring to meet your child's individual needs. Call Sylvan today and see why more parents turn to Sylvan. Call 1-800-EDUCATE today.
High-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly. You want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call High-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. High-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868, and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call High-Tech Import in Lakewood.
Peloton reminds parents that whether your teen is the driver or the passenger, they need to be responsible and safe every time they get into a car. Safety experts agree that the major factors leading to a teen's death on our roads are inexperience, alcohol, passengers, and cell phones. Decide as a family to talk about these issues and don't assume good kids always know the right thing to do. This is from Peloton, part of the OmniVest family of knowledge-based companies in Denver. For information, visit peloton.net. That's P-E-L-I-T-O-N.
My name is J.B. Robert Espinoza, and I'm running for sheriff in Jefferson County. I'm a proud fourth-generation Colorado native, Vietnam-era veteran, who served as an FBI agent for over 23 years. I'm running for sheriff because I want to take my FBI law enforcement experience to make this the most efficient, innovative, respected, and transparent Sheriff's Department in the state. I'm asking for your vote and support on November 7th to take the Sheriff's Department to a new level of service for the citizens of Jefferson County. Again, I'm J.B. Robert Espinoza, candidate for Sheriff in Jefferson County. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say except...
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family's impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
We've received some fantastic entries for the AM 760 Progressive Radio Star Contest.
Good morning, Denver.
Good day, fellow Americans.
Good day and welcome.
Just give me a call here.
But these aren't necessarily them.
I'm Blaine, and it's time to complain.
And thank you for tuning in to AM 760.
The top finalists will compete Sunday. Who will be the next Progressive Radio Star? Stay tuned to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 827, 27 minutes after 8. High today, 59, mostly cloudy skies. Jay Marvin, it's open phones. And off we go to the telephones. And let's go to Trey in Castle Rock. Trey, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, the last caller, I really enjoyed the conversation you're trying to have with him, actually. But I think he needs to join the Republican rehab movement where they're so used to everything being rubber stamped that anything that represents a deliberative or a thoughtful process seems wrong to them.
Well... I don't want to attack Dave when he's not here, but I will say this about Dave. Dave's deal is this. Dave likes to call up, and Dave likes to argue with the talk show host, and Dave likes to bait the talk show host into an argument. And there are four other talk show stations, talk radio stations in this town. Dave can't get on any of them. He can't get on any of them because those hosts over there see the same thing. And to tell you the truth, I'm pretty tempted at times to instruct John Turk that if Dave calls, tell Dave forget it. I mean, last time he and I talked, it wasn't very good either. And what you'll find in the pattern of conversations with him is no matter what you propose, he will not accept it. And he will insist on some other kind of an agenda. And that's how he is. So you got to take him for what he is.
Yep. Nor do I want to attack Dave. The plan I was trying to make, though, that is a talking point about people, that Democrats don't have a plan. And I think that they've just been, you know, put to sleep, for lack of a better way of thinking about it, for the last 6 years, where there's not a deliberative process, that decisions are made in the back room, there's not an open process. Legislators vote for bills they have never read, never understand, and that's considered a good thing by people who support this administration. Whereas the Democrats are going to have differences and disagreements. And I think the purpose of the Senate, it was to be a deliberative body where ideas are aired out, hopefully through a representative democratic process, the best rises to the top. And to confuse that with not having a message is a great misnomer, I would think.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, what you'd want to see is you'd want to see a situation where senators and congressmen could come to the different bodies and introduce different ideas on how to get us out of this tragic situation and be able to get up and debate and discuss those ideas, where the current leadership will not even allow a discussion on this. So
one reason I'm hoping Democrats lose both houses is so that there could actually be cross-aisle debate, cross-aisle partisanship debate, where there's not this asset of having to agree with the president or being caught disloyal to your country or your party. And I think that Democrats will bring that with them.
I think so, too. I think we'll return back to a time of harmony, a time of discussion and give and take, as opposed to what we have now, which is disharmony, division, and my way or the highway type of thinking. Trey, thank you, man.
Thanks a lot, Jay. Talk to you later.
One line open at 303-713-7600. Traffic with Gina.
Yes, Jay, well, traffic problems now. If you're boulder-bound on the turnpike, you want to watch out for a crash there just west of McCaslin Boulevard and be prepared to hit that slowing across Davidson Mesa. It's been a pretty difficult drive along I-25 all morning. We're still dealing with a crash southbound at the Thornton Parkway and one at the Steel Street Bridge. Westbound I-70 at Havana was in the single digits there to a disabled vehicle that was blocking the center lane.
How secure is your computer network? Computer security breaches are an ever-increasing risk to your business. Illegal downloading of confidential information, unauthorized installation of software, even theft. ABBA Technologies offers solutions from HP, Ardense, and ClearCube. Let ABBA Technologies assess your network today. Call them toll-free at 888-642-6309 or visit abbatech.com. That's ABBATech.com. ABBA Technologies, your trusted advisor for all your IT needs.
So you're injured and you have medical bills. You can't pay them. You don't have health insurance and there's no MedPay coverage. What do you do? I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. When the no-fault insurance law expired, that changed everything. There's still a way to try to solve this problem, even if you need ongoing treatment for your injuries. At Bell & Pollock, we solve these exact problems for people every day. You don't have to do without. Most people can still get ongoing medical treatment right now with no health insurance and no MedPay. It's tough enough when you're injured. It's hard enough wading through all the rules and regulations by yourself. Don't go it alone. Get the solutions you need. There's a way to legally do it. You can do this. If you have insurance problems, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock are the attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Call them at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or find them at troubleshooter.com.
And over 7,800 pillows donated to the Ronald McDonald Houses across North America. Select Comfort is helping families sleep a little bit better during a very, very stressful time. And now you can help, too, because a portion of all proceeds from the beds, pillows, and sheets sold in October will go to Ronald McDonald Houses. Plus, Select Comfort has partnered with celebrities from TV, movies, music, and sports to support the Ronald McDonald House. You can even register to win an autographed signature bed simply by going and finding your sleep number at the Select Comfort store nearest you. And there are over 400 Select Comfort stores across this country. And as a matter of fact, here in this area, we've got them in 9 major malls. Check out the Select Comfort stores in Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Cherry Creek, and Promenade Shops at Centuria.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
I don't think I'm being difficult. I just want my new home to say certain things about me. That's all. Like, what a fascinating person you are. Or, my, what a big kitchen island you have. Or maybe, look at that built-in tech area for the kids. You must be a wonderful mother. You know, that sort of thing.
Your home says a lot about you. Make sure it says all the right things. At John Lang Homes, we have a wide range of thoughtful new designs that will speak volumes about your practical nature and your good taste. They also say something important about us. Because we're a private company, we can choose to build a few hundred homes a year instead of a few thousand like larger publicly held builders, which means we can give more personal attention to you. If you want to move soon, we have some very smart choices for you. Come see us in Stapleton, Brighton, and Erie, where we have new homes ready for move-in. To learn more, visit us at johnlanghomes.com. That's Lang, spelled L-A-I-N-G.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:35. It's 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. All right, let's go back to the phones because it is open phones on this Friday. Let's go to Tom in Evergreen. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Jay. I heard that talk show host yesterday that you were referring to earlier who was making this argument that if you vote for a Democrat or Democrats this fall, you're basically supporting the agenda of the terrorists and the insurgents in Iraq. And the argument that he was making, first he referred to this Thomas Friedman column that was in the New York Times, maybe 4 or 5 days ago, in which Friedman said that you expect to see more attacks in the coming weeks because the calculus that the insurgents are making is that, you know, if things are really bad there, then Americans will vote the current leadership out, which, I mean, there's some logic to that. Obviously, the war has gone horribly in the last 3.5 years with Republicans in charge. So, of course, we want change in this country. And, I mean, that's one issue that we're voting on. But anyway, Cap, the zealot, as I call him, Danny the Zealot, took that argument and said, basically, if you're voting for the Democrats, you're voting for the agenda of the terrorists in Iraq and the insurgents. And there's it's such a ridiculous argument for him to make that it's hard to know where to start to refute it. But
what did Craig Silverman say? Did he say anything, or did he sit there?
He did say, yeah. He argued with Danny more than he usually does, and actually made some, you know, intelligent arguments, I think, on the other side, and said, you know, it's ridiculous just to frame it this way because people are going to vote for who they're going to vote for, who they think will do the best job, and not with very little regard to what some foreign force thinks or says, you know. But any opportunity that guy gets to take an issue and twist it around and try to make Democrat-leaning voters look bad, he'll jump on. And he's, you know, he's a lawyer. He's really good at sort of using false logic to get to the conclusion that he's looking for. But yeah, I can't stand the guy, and I don't even know why I listen to the show. I think it's a little bit like watching a train wreck. You just don't know what bizarre thing is going to come out of his mouth next. But Yeah, when you started talking about it, I just thought I got to call in and vent a little bit because the guy is so arrogant, so condescending, and he says the opposite. He says, hey, I'm the most humble guy there is out there. I'm the first guy to admit that I've got shortcomings, you know. But if you listen between the lines, what he's really saying is, I'm smarter than all you people. I'm more moral than all you people. And, you know, therefore I'm better than you. So vote the way I want to vote.
They all pile on that talking point. They all pile on that line that to vote for, not to support the president or not to support the current foreign policy in Iraq is not to support the troops. It's to side with the terrorists. That makes you soft on terror, and on and on and on and on and again and again and again and again. And what it tantamount to, what it's really tantamount to, what it boils down to is what they're doing is they're challenging your patriotism and your ability to think for yourself.
Right.
And I look at it this way. I'm not going to put up with that. And if he wants to try to shop that by me, I'm not going to accept it, and I won't accept it out of any callers, and I won't accept it out of any of those people because I don't think it's true. I really don't think it's true. I mean, I think you could boil it down to this. I think you could boil it down and make it as simple as this. You and I want to go somewhere in the metro area. I have one way of wanting to get there. You've got another way of wanting to get there. I'm sure in my heart that my way is faster. You're sure in your heart that your way is faster.
Yeah.
So we get out there and we try and we find out whose way is faster. But I don't demean you for choosing your way.
Right.
And that's what they're basically doing. What they're basically saying is either you continue to support the repeat of insanity that has been going on and stand by the lack of results and pretend that things are okay and that everything's all right, as Dick Cheney says, either you do that or there's something wrong with you. Well, I'll take the there's something wrong with me attitude.
Exactly. And if a nation is going to prosecute a war, you want to hear dissent because you want to come up with the best possible strategy in that war that you can. And that doesn't happen in the absence of intelligent debate and discussion. And that's what they're quashing, is any intelligent debate on this issue. And it's because their position has been so wrong that for them to admit that we need to look at a different course also admits that they've done a terrible job prosecuting this war. And, you know, that then gets to the issue of the fact that it was really, there were no good justifications for going into this war.
Well, I think that would be an interesting question to ask him. I think it'd be an interesting question for you maybe to call up and say, listen,
Danny the Zealot.
Well, I mean, no, just call him up and be polite about it, and just call him up and say, you know, show us where you've been right.
Well, exactly. I mean, the best counterargument to what they're saying about that we have to stay in Iraq, the best counterargument is you have prosecuted this war horribly. It's been a disaster. So if people want more disaster, sure, vote Republican. But if you want to try some different course, then let's make a change. You know, and I think it's hard for Democrats, me included, to come up with a good, viable strategy, because they've gotten us into such a situation, the Republicans have, or the leadership of this country, they've gotten us into such a quagmire that there really are no great options. You know, I mean, at this point, we need to find the least harmful option to try to extricate ourselves from that situation. And I think just pulling straight out is not the best idea. I think that, you know, we need to think seriously about what we're going to do and what the consequences will be. But continuing to do what we're doing at the current troop levels has been a disaster. All we're doing is spending American lives and inciting violence and helping the recruiting of groups like Al-Qaeda.
Well, I agree 100%. But the problem, look, the overall problem with all of this is, here's the overall problem. The overall problem is that we can't get the people who are on the other side of the issue the majority of them, we can't get them to talk to us honestly. What we get them to do is they just use talking points. Well, you know, you're supporting the terrorists. And, you know, you don't support the troops. And you're weak on defense. And they get into all of this, and they get into all of that labeling and all of that stuff. And you can't have any kind of a debate with them or a discussion with them because they don't want to sit down and they don't want to deal with the nuts and bolts of the problem. Let me give you one quick, fast, final example of this. The wiretapping issue is a beautiful one. It's the best one going. They've got a really good game set up there. And if you don't really look at it closely, then you'll get sucked into it, which is this. You don't want to wiretap anybody. That's what they'll say. You're against wiretapping. You're against wiretapping the enemy. So they set up this straw man argument that either you do it the way the administration wants it, or there can't be any wiretapping. But that's not what people are saying. What people are saying, what constitutional scholars are saying, what the ACLU is saying, what people are saying is, yes, we want you to be able to do those things. But you've got to do them within the letter of the law, and you can't do them in an unchecked manner. But you can't get those people to sit down and to have those discussions because they're wrapped up in their unrealistic, talking point, sheltered world, and their answer to you, anytime you bring this stuff up, their answer to me is to throw out all that garbage, is to spew out all that stuff, and then you have to sit there, and you have to sit there and bat that stuff down. And it gets to be a real drag, man.
That example he just gave is a perfect example of the tactic that they use, which is to present you with a false dilemma. It's
right.
Either black or white. It's either or.
Right.
And it's our way or, you know, your way, which is defeatist and cut and run.
Exactly.
And but there's more than one option in Iraq. I mean, they say that if we change course, that we're surrendering and we are then, you know, thus we're defeated. But there are so many other ways to look at what's going on over there and options for us to pursue that it's specious for them to suggest.
You know what, man? Look, there are more than one option to a lot of things, and the problem with these people is that they can't get into these options because they are wrapped up in GOP speak, and they can't stop with these talking points which are aimed at controlling ideas and controlling dissent. Tom, take care, man.
Amen.
We'll see you.
All right, bye-bye.
One line open at 303-713-7600-845, 15 away from 9. Instant message me at am760.net or stream me at am760.net. Let's check out traffic now with Gina.
Still a very busy commute for us, and we've got a number of issues still bogging down your interstates. I-70 westbound had stop-and-go traffic there for the last little bit between 225 and Havana. That was due to an earlier stall. Should be out of traffic lanes for you. I-25 southbound still very sluggish from 120th to Thornton Parkway from an earlier wreck as well. We also had problems I-25 southbound at the Still Street Bridge, and of course it's still a very busy ride now into downtown 38th to Spear. Catching those delays as well now across 225 in Aurora, southbound through your Tech Center Drive. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy at times, isolated afternoon thunderstorms, high of 59, currently 42 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The Al Franken Show.
Next time on the Al Franken Show, it's knee-jerk conservative day as we check in with our friends at Big Bob Gibson's Barbecue in Decatur, Alabama, for some barbecue and spirited banter. Plus, resident Ditto Head Mark Luther, who is, ironically enough, a vegan. And Friday regular Joe Connison, judge for our Peabody Award-winning game show, Wait, Wait, Don't Lie to Me. All on the next Franken.
Al Franken, this morning at 10 on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough.
Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Petroni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Petroni for Congress.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
The professionals at Medical Billing Office in Aurora remind everyone that America's greatest resource is her youth. Parents, kids are exposed to many dangers. Know the dangers of drug and alcohol abuse and tell your children early. Get the facts. Call 1-800-662-HELP. Remember, a loving home is the key to a safer and drug-free community. This important message courtesy of the fine staff at Medical Billing Office at 10730 East Bethany Drive in Aurora. Call Medical Billing Office at 303-337-7729. Teaching seminars are available for doctors and their staffs.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. The latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:50. It's 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Do we have that thing about Bush's drinking again? You want to slip that in? Because if we don't slip it in, we'll forget about it. Have we got it? Okay, who is this again? Because I can't remember who this is. Oh, this is Craig Ferguson, because we don't stay up late enough to see this. But this is Craig Ferguson's little deal about Bush drinking. Check this out.
There are rumors. There are rumors in this country that President Bush is drinking again. I'm not sure if it's true, but take a look at this clip.
I thank the leader. Listen, when I call him on the phone, we're strategizing.
That's not all. There's another one. Look, there's another one. Show the other one.
Somebody said he said, well, cut and run and work. That's not our policy.
So maybe now you'd like to make me a citizen and this will end.
Who's that, Craig Kilborn, I guess? On the late show or whatever it is. All right, open phones. Back to him. Let's go to Jessica in Longmont. Jessica, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, fabulous Jay Marvin. I just have to give you props really quick for the graciousness in which you dealt with a couple callers ago who said, you're talking over me again.
Oh, that's Dave. Dave just wants to fight.
Oh, my gosh, I would have just laid into him. And so you were so gracious and very nice. So, good job. But I'm calling in regards to referendum I, the gay marriage bill, and I was talking to a conservative friend who's very opinionated, a great conversationalist, and very educated stays current. You know, he's not one of these, they tell me stuff and I believe it kind of conservative. And so we're having a discussion about referendum I, and he said that they can get all of the legal rights that married people can get by going to a lawyer and filling out some simple paperwork for power of attorney and living will and blah, blah, blah. And that it has nothing to do with, you know, they wouldn't get more rights with being married and all of this stuff. And so I was just, you know, I didn't really know if that's true or not, or if you've heard anything about that and how you feel about that.
Well, my argument to him would be, well, parts of what you're saying very well could be true, but why should gays and lesbians have to take that extra step and pay that extra money where heterosexuals have that protection under full faith and credit, and they don't have to go to that. They don't have to take that extra step, and they don't have to pay the money. Why?
Exactly.
Why does one membership of society have one set of rules for them, and then the other, and then another member of society, another group of society has another set of rules?
I think it has to do with religious beliefs. And, you know, he said marriage is a promise that you make to God and blah, blah, blah. And I said that's very, you know, well, maybe true for you and a lot of other people, but it also is a legal act, you know, and it is a legal documentation. Judges can perform marriages. It's a basic legal right that anybody that lives in the United States of America should have.
No, I mean, ask him.
Why don't they just make gay, you know, homosexuality illegal? And if they see two women holding hands, they should just, you know, that should be illegal. You know, if we're just instilling all of our religious viewpoints on our citizens, you know, it's ridiculous.
Well, there are a lot of people in this country that would like to do that. But
yes, they would. But that's unfortunate.
You should ask your friend. Why should there be a double set of standards?
I just.
How do you morally justify that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that he can. And, you know, it just boils down to a lot of conservatives now, I think, are getting more educated, and they are listening to, you know, the people that they once believed in, and they're saying, hang on, this just sounds a little too far-fetched, and you're not backing up your points. And none of the things that you're saying, you know, all this fear that you're instilling into us, it never happens. You know, if these politicians want to instill fear and use that as a successful tactic on the American people, why don't you have something, you know, terrible and catastrophic happen? So, you know, they actually are like, wow, that, you know, there's a reason for our fear, you know. So I think most conservatives are kind of saying, eh, wait a minute, I'm, you know, questioning this, I'm questioning that, you know, but there are still some out there that are like, it doesn't matter what I might think is the moral right answer to this, my belief is so strong, it outweighs the fact that, you know, they can't think any other way.
Well, there's going to be some out there you're never going to reach. I mean, you can't reach them no matter what. And when you ask them to provide statistics to back up their arguments,
they can't.
What they will do is they won't give you statistics. What they'll do is they'll just change the topic and they'll move on to something else where they think that they can score points.
Yeah.
That's one
thing. Or make personal attacks on
you.
Or
they'll attack you personally.
Or the politicians personally. Oh, this lady, Angie Petroni, didn't pay her taxes. You know what? I really don't care. I'm, as a voter, I'm looking for a politician who got involved in politics because they actually believe in making a change, not because they want to make money, not because they have special interests. And also, what are these people doing in the White House? Yeah, why don't you just admit, we made a mistake going to Iraq. We've gone about this the wrong way. That happens in life, but let's make some changes for the better now. Let's try and go forward. These are adults, educated adults, that can admit that it's okay to be wrong, and then let's find a solution to that. You know, it's just ridiculous.
Well, sad because they're killing. They're sitting behind the deaths of kids. Basically, is what they're doing. And Marilyn Manson Musgrave. It's you have no idea really what she stands for because she's so busy slinging mud and being on the attack. I feel sorry for anybody in that congressional district who votes for her. Why would you want to send a woman back to Congress who shows up on a list of the 13 most corrupt congresspersons who has never, ever, as far as I know, introduced any basic legislation to benefit her own district? But some people, they just
She looks the part and she plays the part, and it's like, oh, well, she looks like a nice, blonde, good citizen, da-da-da.
Well,
God-fearing woman.
Angie,
I think people buy into it.
Angie Piccioni is the much better bet, and I say go, Angie. Hey, thank you, Jessica. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll continue with open phones here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Top three reasons my teenagers are inspiring me to update. Number three, fingerprints on the walls were cute 10 years ago. Number two, two words, gym socks. I want odor-resistant carpet. And number one, the money I'll save will go towards college. Out of town.
Save 10% on your first purchase when you open a consumer credit card at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through October 22nd in U.S. only. Maximum discount $200. Subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
When it rains, all my friends go away. Mommy scared the sky.
What's going on in the mind of a child who's lived through a hurricane?
You can drown in your bed if you fall asleep.
A lot. Talk to them. Reassure them. We can help. Call 1-800-789-2647. Trained and caring people are ready to assist you. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. Power shift in southern Iraq. In the town of Amara, Shiite militiamen loyal to one of America's top enemies in Iraq have seized control. Hundreds of armed men tied to Muqtada al-Sadr stormed three police stations, set up roadblocks, telling residents to stay indoors. Amara was under British control until August when it was handed over to the Iraqis. There's a plea from Iraq for more medical help.
The voice is muffled by a terrible phone line, but the message is clear. Dr. Bassem al-Shabani says Iraq desperately needs basic medicines and equipment, and Iraqi doctors need urgent training in emergency room skills. It's training he says they can't afford without help from colleagues abroad.
CBS's Vicky Barker says experts believe with just basic available medical care, thousands of Iraqis killed in violence would have survived. Federal authorities have now charged a Wisconsin man with making a hoax threat. The man allegedly claimed seven NFL stadiums would be targeted with dirty bombs this weekend. A reported apology and an apparent pledge from North Korea's president about nuclear testing. CBS's Cecilia Hatton has more from Beijing.
Kim Jong-il reportedly told Chinese officials he has no plans for further nuclear tests. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency quoted an unnamed Chinese diplomat who said Kim clearly expressed the idea to his Chinese visitors. Chinese envoys discussed their meetings in North Korea with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Although few details from the visit have been made public, Chinese officials were quick to say the trip to the North increased mutual understanding between China and North Korea, explaining it was not in vain. Celia Hatton, CBS News, Beijing.
A Catholic diocese in Malta says it plans to investigate a former Florida priest who says he was naked with a teenage Mark Foley. Foley cited clergy abuse just after resigning Congress in the wake of the email scandal. In Boston, the city council is considering a proposal to keep TV dishes out of sight.
For some, it's a public safety concern, given the location and how they're hanging off the side. And for others, it's an aesthetic issue. It's an eyesore.
Council President Michael Flaherty says the plan would call for dishes to be placed in the rear of buildings and homes. That could cause other issues. The dishes have to point toward the satellite without trees or buildings in the way for good reception. Well, this may not be breaking news. A new study says moms don't get enough sleep. Onita Laskowski, outside Chicago, mother of two girls under age four, says, yes, it's true.
I have been getting more sleep since they've been getting a little older, but
Not nearly as much as my husband sleeps.
The study says 59% of moms, most of them juggling a job, too, don't get enough shut-eye. A week after the big snowstorm and 31,000 people in the Buffalo area still don't have power. Cost of the cleanup is pegged at $35 million. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 26 points, NASDAQ off 4. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar emergency, this is Ryan.
Yes, ma'am, my wife, she started having a seizure, please.
So let me get emergency services online.
Christina.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
Please. This is Ryan with OnStar. I have a customer saying his wife just had a seizure. It's on U.S. Highway 283.
What's happening?
Sorry, please. Christina, are you okay? Can you hear me? Can you see me? I love you. Are you okay?
Sir, try to stay calm. How old is she?
33 years old.
Okay, sir. We'll get help out to you.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
You're pulling up in front of the truck.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
Mark Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Frontier High School in Elizabeth closed down. Has nothing to do with the approaching storm that should drop a little bit of snow in the Denver area. It's actually because of a water main break. It includes the preschool there in Elizabeth that is in the Frontier High School building. There is a name in the case of who may have obtained confidential information that appears in a Bob Beaupre campaign ad. Denver Post reports that federal authorities are investigating whether an ICE enforcement agent, Corey Voorhees, may be responsible. The information showed up in a political ad attacking opponent Bill Ritter. While not providing the name, Beaupre did tell 9 News the informant did come to his camp.
If at the end of the day it's proved otherwise, so be it. But we certainly didn't ask. He came to us.
Voorhees, a veteran ICE agent, he has no public connection with the Beaupre campaign. The mastermind of what officials call the largest methamphetamine ring that's ever been seen in western Colorado is now ordered to spend 24 years behind bars. A judge in Grand Junction gave that sentence to 45-year-old Stephen Parsons. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Still had a little delay along southbound I-25. We had earlier wrecks at Thornton Parkway and Still Street Bridge. Those should be out of your way, but still a little heavy getting into the downtown area. Westbound I-70 been a problem for a while. We had a stall, and then that's out of the way, followed up by a new two-car wreck, so it's pretty well jammed there. Weather out.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Six minutes after 9, high today 59, mostly cloudy, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Any or part of this show or all of this show is available on podcast at am760.net. You can also instant message me at the same place. I didn't want to get out of here this morning without talking about this. I've had it all morning, and I'm just getting around to it. Two articles in the Rocky Mountain News. Greeley mourners call for apology. The family of three Greeley children, you might remember that I really went over the top on this one, killed in a car wreck, wants a public apology from the state legislator whom they accuse of exploiting the deaths for political gains on the issue of illegal immigration. The issue arose after State Representative David Schultheis, a Republican in Colorado Springs, who's, in my opinion, has got some severe problems, emailed a Greeley newspaper to question the immigration status of a family on the day that the third injured child died. He's using the tragedy and pushing this family into immigration debate to garner votes, said Sylvia Martinez, a Hispanic activist who is a family spokeswoman. What he did was reprehensible, said Martinez, chairwoman of the Greeley-based community group Latinos Unidos of Northern Colorado. They have received support from all ethnicities, with the exception of people like him. The grieving family emailed Schultheis on Wednesday asking for a public apology. The poignant letter also stated that all the passengers involved in the October 2nd accident were American citizens riding in a car that had been properly licensed and insured. Schultheis, a Republican running for state Senate who has focused on immigration for 2 years, did not respond Thursday to four telephone messages and an email message seeking a response. Naturally, he's probably sitting down there in Colorado Springs embarrassed, and I'd be embarrassed too. But Joy Bruner, a Greeley resident who has been a vocal opponent of illegal immigration, said Schultheis was asking questions that needed to be asked. I don't think he has to apologize for anything he was checking, unless he wants to, Bruner said. What would they like for him to apologize for? Well, how about this idea, ma'am? How about the idea that because somebody gets into an auto accident and they have a Hispanic last name doesn't necessarily mean that, A, they're illegal, or, B, that they've broken the law or done something wrong? The wreck occurred when Tanya Bustillos, 17, was driving her two younger brothers home from school, and her infant daughter riding along. Bustillos reportedly drove through a stop sign in rural Weld County and was hit by a pickup truck. Her 15-year-old brother Enrique died that evening. Her other brother, Miguel, 12, died the next day. And on the third day, her daughter, 3-month-old Destiny, died. I mean, it's just a disgusting thing that happened here. On October 4th, the day the baby died, Schultheis emailed the Greeley Tribune raising questions about the accident. Was the driver properly licensed? Was the vehicle properly registered and insured? Was this person the child of parents in the U.S. legally or illegally? Or were they in the U.S. illegally? Or was she here illegally? Schultheis wrote. Unbelievable. Really unbelievable. Not, gee, we're sorry for the loss of life. We're sorry about the tragedy. What we really want to know is we want to know if your kids are here illegally. We want to know if you're here illegally. We want to know if you got a driver's license. Now, if somebody had been in an accident in Greeley, and their last name was Marvin, or their last name was Schultheis, or their last name was Turk, or their last name was Rice, do you think David Schultheis would have sent an email to the paper asking? The mother of the family is an American citizen. The father is a legal resident. So the whole family is 100% legal. Brian Adams, spokesman for the Colorado Republican Party, said Thursday that Schultheis continues to lament his timing. Immigration is an important issue to people all over Colorado that will not go away, but Representative Schultheis chose a poor time to bring it up, Adams said. I know he's apologetic that he brought it up then. Well, then why doesn't he apologize? Pauly Baca, who's the president and CEO of Denver's Latin American Research and Service Agency, said, I believe it is totally un-American and disregards our American values. We as Americans have always valued life and support those in their time of need and in emergency situation. I think the least he could do is offer an apology. And if you look at the Rocky Mountain News, the family has written an apology letter. says, and I won't go through the whole letter here with you, but it says, Mr. Schulteis, the Bustillos family asks you, how many other times have you asked these specific questions concerning accidents throughout the entire state? Why not wait until an investigation was completed before making inquiries? Did you verify the legal status of the constituent that contacted you regarding this accident? More importantly, what information did you or your constituent use as a base to inquire about our deceased children's status in the country? Is it your position that all Latinos should be assumed illegal aliens unless proven otherwise? And to answer your question, yes, the car was properly registered and insured. Tanya followed the required state of Colorado protocol to obtain a driving permit. All the children involved in this accident are American citizens with the same rights as you and your constituent, if the inquiring person is an American citizen. Their mother is also an American citizen, and their father is a legal resident. Mr. Schulteis, with this letter, we seek answers and a public apology from you. We wish to avoid further grief upon other families during tragic times. Here are the answers you seek, Mr. Schulteis. We await your prompt reply to our questions. God bless you, the Bustillos family. David Schulteis. What a stand-up guy he is, isn't he? It's a sick, sick, sick stuff. Let's go to John in Rollinsville. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I just got your call letter. So there was a couple things I just, you know, maybe get a little bit sideways here. I thought that growing up, the call letters had to be instead of just AM 760. But I finally got them. I guess you only have to do them once at the top of the hour instead of every break. The KKZN.
Well, what does any of that have to do with anything?
I just like to identify where I'm listening to. And anyways, that Dave guy that called up, the Democrats do have a plan. And, it's either, I'd like to say this generally, poop or get off the pot. We do have a plan. We just don't know exactly how we're going to do that. But we do have a plan. Either get it done or, you know, we don't have all that together. But we do have a plan. And that's what it is. And I've been trying to drag you. I've also been dragging my friends, trying to get them to vote and everything. I've actually got people reading these booklets I got from the Legislative Council, and I got one in front of me now from a general election in my county, and I've been reading over the proposals. And I don't know, can you actually drag somebody by the ear down to the voting booth, whether they know this stuff or not? Or would that be, if they don't know what the hell they're voting for? I don't know.
No, you can't do that. You can't drag somebody down there. You can ask them to go, but you can't drag them.
Well, yeah, figuratively speaking, you know. Dragging a bull by the horns, you know, or pulling him by the ring. I finally got a couple of people that at least look at their proposals and everything, so I've been trying so hard to do what I can to make a vote count and do what I can and get the information out there. And I've only got two people that actually want to vote. And the other people think just because they served and they're only going to live for so much longer, they don't care anymore. They're not going to go out and vote. And I'm trying to get it. That's what I'm talking about, trying to drag these people at least vote, you know, have an opinion, do something. And I'm just scratching my head, and I'm trying to research, and you guys are my research staff, Jay.
Well, you just got to try to talk to them, man, and tell them how important this is and how important it is to their country and that they owe it to their country to be involved.
Well, thank you for letting me vent here. I like talking to you once in a while, and I try not to waste your time, so guess I better go.
All right, pal. Thanks for calling.
All right, Jay.
Okay, take care. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. It's the final 35 or 40 minutes here of open phones. Anything that's on your mind, we can talk about it. I got those three lines open at 303-713-7600, AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'll remind you, join me tomorrow for a big rally scheduled at the Boulder County Democratic Headquarters, 1725 Walnut Street, beginning at 10 a.m. in the morning. I'll be there, and Congressman Mark Udall will be there, too, and who knows who else will show up. So I'll see you up there in Boulder tomorrow.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1454. That's 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
And security guards. Vote no on 39 for our children and the quality of their education.
To learn more, visit VoteNo39.com, paid for by Coloradans for Excellent Schools.
The Real Estate Advocate presents, as a special guest, co-author of the New York Times best-selling book, The Millionaire Real Estate Investor, this Saturday, October 21st from 1 to 2 p.m. To help you with your real estate and mortgage problems, tune into The Real Estate Advocate Show with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean's here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions this Saturday with author Dave Jenks. Call Sean at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on AM 760.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Thank you, Randy. It's 9:21, 21 minutes after 9, high today 59. Blue skies out there now. Can't believe it's supposed to snow tomorrow.
Say it ain't so.
All right, open phones underway here at AM 760 Progressive Talk, and we go to Michael in Fort Collins. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing great. First-time caller. I've been a listener ever since I moved to Fort Collins here at the beginning of September.
Oh, nice to have you along.
Hey, thanks a lot. I was just going to draw a little bit of parallel between show fights here and what I see as a little bit of a trend going on in this country. And when George Bush was elected a long time ago, I got a lot of emails alluding to Nazi German tactics. And, you know, it just seems that that is more and more the case with now George signing a bill that pretty much gives him the right to pick you or me up off the street and lock us up for the rest of our life. And, you know, Schultz, in his comment, it would just seem like the immigrants of this country are now the new scapegoats, much like the Jews were in Nazi Germany. You know, did you ever notice that? I mean, just that question that came out right away, he went right to that, are they legal?
Yeah, well, yeah, they are. They're being We're in a tough time. Here's the thing: the stock market is way up, and they'll tell you about how great the economy is, and they'll tell you how great things are. But for people who do not invest, and for people who just earn a paycheck and don't hold much stock, there's wage stagnation.
Exactly.
And it's tough. It's tough to get things together. And when times are tough, groups often become scapegoats. And there's all these unsupportable stories out there about immigrants, both legal and illegal. And, yeah, you're right. They're the moving target right now. They're the moving target, and Muslims are the other moving targets.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I may sound crazy, but I just wanted to bring up this as a discussion topic.
No, I don't think you're crazy at all. I've brought it up before on the air, and then I get a whole slew of angry emails from people. But, every time something tragic happens that involves an illegal immigrant, the first thing that happens is every illegal immigrant living in the state of Colorado or living in the area that's hardworking, wants basically the best for his or her family, they get tarred with it. You see, this is another example. And it's sickening. It's absolutely, absolutely sickening. And a lot of these people that are involved in this whole immigration debate, many of them are just out and out racists.
That's a shame. In this country, in this day and age, you know, with the intelligence that we have, that we have to resort to that and prey upon the fears. And just like you mentioned, the hardworking people who have got these wage stagnation going on, who are able to buy less with what they have, we can do better.
Well, I think we can do better, and I think people need to realize that once again we got to dial down the hysteria surrounding the topic of immigration and get off the hysteria train and work out a very, very complex problem and make it a problem that is a solution that's workable instead of creating more problems and engaging in divisive behavior like Mr. Schulteis here, because that's exactly what he's doing, and that's what exactly a lot of these people are doing. And if you try to talk about any kind of a well-thought-out, rational idea over immigration, the next thing that will happen is somebody will either call you up or they'll tell somebody else about you, and they'll say, oh, Jay Marvin, he's for open borders. No, I never said I was for open borders. But that's what they'll, yeah. I mean, in other words, they set up the straw man arguments that either you have to do it their way or there's no way to do it.
And that's just so frustrating. You know, it's interesting. They want to portray us as being the party of a ridiculous choice, the party of no choice, really. They just want to say, this is who we are, and they want to portray themselves as the party of opportunity and discussion, when it's very interesting that all they're doing is just playing follow the leader without even thinking. We're the party of fun. We're the ones having the open, honest discussion, the debate. They're the ones who are doing the finger pointing and the name calling. And I just don't get how people follow along that with that line.
I don't either, man, but I get a lot of those lines repeated back to me, and I'm sure you do too, and it's absolutely mind-blowing. Michael, thank you, man.
Hey, Jay, thanks a lot. Have a great day. I love your show.
Thanks, man. Take care.
Bye-bye.
It's true, though. We'll get those talking points out, and man, oh man, boy, they just run to town with them, don't they? Here's Adam in Denver. Adam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello. I just wanted to say a couple things. You know, it's not about left or right. I believe it's about right or wrong. And I believe it was you that said how the White House kept playing the terror or fear card.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you believe that the war on terrorism is a hoax.
No, I don't think it's a hoax. I think it's a very, very serious problem, but I think it's being conducted the wrong way. I think that there's a better way to do it.
There's a large, growing movement, a number of people that believe 9/11 was an inside job or the Twin Towers were a controlled demolition.
Yeah, but that's nonsense.
You believe so? Okay, I just kind of wonder where you stood on that.
Well, where I stand on it is, is it's nonsense.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay, you got it. Now all the 9/11 conspiracy theorists will start calling. We know it was an inside job. We knew it was done by somebody in the administration. They put the charges at the bottom of the building. You haven't seen the movie Loose Change. On and on and on. Please, don't even start. I won't even take those calls. I won't even entertain that idea. Don't send me any email about it because I won't read it. I mean, it's absolutely, completely ridiculous. Here's Becky in Denver. Becky, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Say, you were talking earlier this week and also earlier today about extremist Christians or Christian fanatics. And I read a very good book. If you haven't, I'd recommend it. Jimmy Carter's Our Endangered Values.
Oh, yeah, I read it. It's a good book.
It's awesome. And he talks about the fundamentalists, whether it's Christian or Islamist or a Hindu. The fundamentalists all have a lot of things in common. They're authoritarian, they're militant, but they also use demagoguery, which is what you were just talking about with a couple of calls ago, to get real emotional issues going, to use emotional issues to push buttons and divide people. And I think a strategy we're seeing, or what I'm coming to suspect, is that some of the neocons are using this fundamentalist strategy for their political reasons. I mean, it's
well, they have been for years.
It's the same strategy. It's the same game plan, but they're doing it for their and I think in Bush's case, he is a fundamentalist, but I don't think Cheney's a fundamentalist. But he's using that strategy because he can see how effective it is to demagogue emotional issues, to get people divided. It's real successful, and I think maybe to call them on their strategy rather than getting sucked into the issues they bring up maybe would help with the argument, to tear apart the whole basis for their argument or the basis for their approach to issues.
Well, I've said it a number of times on the air here. If there are any evangelical right-wing Christians listening, they should take a good hard look at themselves and a good hard look at their affiliation with the GOP, because basically the elites in the GOP and the GOP basically are just using them.
Absolutely.
Or they're just ripping them off.
Absolutely. Well, look at the inconsistencies. Where is the evangelical Christian belief in this war we're in? Or in what has been done with the increase in people in poverty, the increase in people without medical care, without even insurance for medical care. And there's nothing Christian or evangelical about what this administration has done with any of those real basic love thy neighbor Christian values. They are the opposite. It is the, well, I heard somebody say yesterday, Bush is the Antichrist. I'm not sure I know what that means, but...
Well, I don't think it's appropriate to say that, but look, they're just getting ripped off, and they need to read that book, Tempting Faith, and find out exactly what's going on. Becky, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600, 931, 29 before 10. Traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay. Well, it's much improved across the metro. Still a little busy eastbound C-470 across Highlands Ranch. Both I-25 and 225 crowded at the tech center. But no wrecks or major problems. So I'll just remind you, if you're headed up into the high country, you want to be prepared for the weather change that's likely going to affect I-70 here later today and through the weekend. Right now, we've got chain laws in effect at both the Loveland and Vail Pass. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy at times, isolated.
Our target is called Iwo Jima.
Movie critics across America are hailing director Clint Eastwood's Flags of Our Fathers.
This is Japanese soil, sacred ground.
The New York Times waves. It's a big, sweeping spectacle.
We take that mountain. We take their big guns. We take their eyes.
A rare feat of movie making.
I've told my men I'd see them through this. It means I already lied to half of them, can't lie to the rest.
Cover up!
It's beautiful. powerful and emotionally resonant epic.
Knowing he was with you that day, I don't know why it makes me feel better, but it does.
It's so silly.
No, it's not.
A stunning achievement.
Here are the heroes of Iwo Jima!
And Richard Roper calls it an American masterpiece.
People on the street corners, they looked at this picture, and they took hope. It said, we are winning this war.
Flags of Our Fathers. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent or guardian. Now playing only in theaters.
Earthquakes, we really do care.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Only one person gets to be the most important person in a business. And in this business, that's Jan.
Jeez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah.
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until...
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people ready business.
Service not available in all areas.
If you're an AOL customer and you're fed up with the high prices you're being forced to pay, I've got good news for you. Now you can quit AOL and switch to People PC Online and pay just $5.47 a month for the first 3 months. You heard me right, people. That's a lot less than AOL. And you get unlimited internet service with twice as many local access numbers as AOL for faster, more reliable connections. And with People PC, you also get all your favorite features. Virus protection, spam controls, pop-up blocker, and more. Not only that, you can still chat with AOL Instant Messenger, and you can even keep your AOL email address for free. So why pay the high price of AOL when you can get everything you need right now with People PC for just $5.47 a month for the first 3 months? Make the switch to People PC today. For more information, call 1-800-900-6737. People PC, a better way to internet. That's 1-800-900-6737. 1-800-900-6737.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:35. It's 35 minutes away from 10 o'clock. The weekend is here. High today, 59, mostly cloudy. Don't forget, join me tomorrow in Boulder. I'll be there at the Boulder County Democratic Headquarters, 1725 Walnut. Beginning at 10 a.m., and it'll, so far the speakers will be myself and the Honorable Congressman Mark Udall, and who knows who else will show up. So join us. We'll be there at 10 o'clock in the morning. That's at 1725 Walnut Street, beginning at 10 a.m. All right, let's get back to the phones. We've got a Rod in Grand Lake. Rod, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey. How you doing?
Good.
I was calling about Beaupre and this ad that he got from the NCIC.
Oh, yeah.
And what I've read is that Beaupre said, well, you know, we didn't go to this guy. This guy came to us. And it seems to me that one of two things happened. The guy came to him and said, I got some information that I got illegally. Do you want to use it? Or the guy came and said, I got some information, and hopefully from somebody from Beaupre's campaign said, where'd you get it? He said, well, I can't tell you. And they say, oh, okay, well, we'll use it anyway. I mean, that's kind of a lame excuse.
It really is.
And it sort of, to me, reinforces what the Republicans show over and over and over again, is that they will say anything, they will do anything, they will lie, they will steal, they will cheat, they will do anything they possibly can to win, because for them it's all about winning. It's not about serving the public good or any of that stuff. It's about winning, and it's about power, and they're the most corrupt bunch of SOBs I have. It's just unbelievable to me.
You know, if somebody came to me with that kind of information, man, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
No. I mean, why would you? I mean, you can see what's happened. I mean, you have to be kind of stupid to even want to use it to begin with. And I guess when you're desperate, though, you do whatever you think you can do. I just
Yeah, and I think voters should take a good hard look at the morals and the ability of the Beaupre campaign that they would do something like this because they so desperately need to somehow get over on Bill Ritter, and I think it speaks volumes about them.
Yeah, I think it does too. And in the Post today, the comment from one of the guys who was writing about it said that the issue really isn't about Ritter; it's about Beaupre. And you know, nobody in their right mind can believe that the Ritter gave this guy plea bargains so he could go off and molest a child in California. But it's all about Beaupre and what he's willing to do to win. So. Anyway, I appreciate your program. Keep up the good work, and have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, man. And I'm on the exact same page you're on, and I thank you for the call.
You bet.
Take care. Let's go to Jeff in Boulder. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay.
Hey.
Hey, Jay. Tomorrow, people, how cool, because I'm bringing a child into this world pretty soon.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. I got two things real quickly. The conspiracy theory, I'm getting so tired of that, and you are too.
I am.
He's
burned out on it.
How they call in and they got to know better. But an earlier caller was sitting there saying that we need to, like, turn Republicans over to Democrats. We need to make them switch. I mean, you know what? We don't need to make them switch. They don't need to now consider themselves Democrats. We just need them to understand that, you know what, your party has taken you down the wrong path. And for this election and for 2008, you need to consider what a different path would entail. And what it would entail is getting out of Iraq, bringing home our troops, cutting down on the fatalities that we have over there, you know, getting into dialogue with Korea. I mean, it's just like, I'm talking to friends, I'm talking to family, they are diehard Republicans. And I'm sitting there not saying that, okay, you need to go out and slap a Democrat bumper sticker on the back of your car. I'm just saying that you need to realize we're due for a change.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty reasonable approach. I don't think you can really, if you're honest, if you're an honest person, I don't think you can really go out. I don't think you can really go out and say to somebody, okay. Change. I mean, some people do. Some people wake up and they say, well, wait a minute, this isn't for me.
I can't ask them to make that total flip. I can't ask them to do 180 and to go from, you know, this is what you were for and this is now what you're against. I can't ask them to do that. But I can ask them to sit there and, you know, to gauge what's going on and to figure out where did we go wrong. And, I think there's a lot of actual evidence that this current Congress, this current Senate, this current administration went wrong. So,
well, I maintain there's a lot of moderate Republicans. I maintain there's also a lot of Republicans out there that would like to get back control.
The Dobsons?
would like to get back control of their party.
And would like to dictate, you know.
I mean, get control of their party. I mean, the ones who, if you can get them to candidly talk to you, and get them to talk to you honestly, okay? They'll tell you that they feel left out, that they feel left behind, that they feel like what's going on in the GOP doesn't represent them, and that they really feel like they have no place to go. So they're interested in some way, shape, or form of going back and taking back control of their party. But until they're able to get back and take control of their party, they may be, in a lot of ways, tempted to vote for us simply because they're of the mindset that the country needs a change. So,
okay, but you said they've got nowhere to go, which kind of would say that we are making them decide either you're a Democrat or you're a Republican. And I'm not making these friends and family decide. I'm just saying, you know, what you need to say is, hey, if you vote along your ethics and your morals, and if you find yourself coming in line with some of the things that are being said by the Democrats, so be it. But you need to first kind of vote along your ethics and your morals. And, you know, you can't just buy into the Republican Party line just because they got the talking points that are coming out, you know, against gay mayors, they're against, you know, so many things, and it's just kind of like, okay, you just can't buy into that. You can't stick and adhere to that dictate that makes no sense.
Well, let me ask you something. How many people do you really think care whether gay people get married or not?
Well, you know,
outside of the evangelical Christian religious right that has itself firmly implanted inside the Republican Party. I'm talking about the everyday people. This is not a scientific poll, but I'm just talking about the everyday people that you run into on a day-to-day basis. If you were to throw down several things going on in the country, the war being one of them, and maybe immigration being another, and maybe the economy, and hey, how you doing, and how successful are you having, you know, getting ends to meet? How many of them do you think would say, well, wait a minute, you're leaving something out? And you'd say, well, what was that? And they would say, well, these damn gay people are trying to get married.
It is such a horribly low percentage as opposed to what the percentage is in the media perspective. I mean, it's like we are being told, we are being led to believe that this is the biggest issue. And it is not an issue. I want to see happy families. Like I just said when I called in, I'm bringing a child into this world. I want to see happy families. I want to see, I don't care if female, female, male, male, I don't care. I want to see happy families. And
okay, so then it leads me to wonder. How many people out there are there like you and me who really see no problem with this at all? And then how many people are there out there who would say to you and I, well, we're not going to agree on everything because you're progressive and you're liberal and I'm conservative or I'm moderate, but there's one thing we will agree on. We don't really care what goes on inside somebody's bedroom, and we really don't care who you spend your time with. And we're not into really, we just don't care one way or the other. So then what you have left in society is you got the people like James Dobson and others who are out there making a lot of noise, but do they really represent a lot of people?
That's exactly what you're saying. There's fewer people, there's more dollars. There is fewer people, but Dobson is throwing more dollars at this and making this an issue, and he's making this something that people can sit there and say, hey, you know, all like what he's saying. But he's getting it out there in the air. He's in the press, and he's getting in the media.
Okay, well, you know what? The end result is maybe as time goes on, he becomes less and less effective because people care less and less.
I you don't get any, you know, I mean, the fewer things I hear from Dobson, the better off my life is.
All right, man. Take care, Jeff. Thanks for the
call.
Okay,
you have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Bye. It's 9:45, 15 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Traffic, Progressive Talk.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Both Saturday and Sunday. Right now, it's 57 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Coloradans for Excellent Schools, No One Amendment 39 wants voters to know, teachers, school boards, PTA, and hardworking families.
A nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling.
Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174. 1-800-220-1174.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-398-40. That's 1-800-398-4022. 1-800-398-4022.
Statewide Network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:50, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock. A little simple there, high at 59. Mostly cloudy. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Are you looking forward to the weekend? I'm going to be in Boulder tomorrow at the Boulder County Democratic Headquarters, 1725 Walnut Street, beginning at 10 in the morning. I'll be there with the Honorable Congressman Mark Udall for a rally. So hope I see you out there. All right, let's get back to the telephones. We'll go to Angie, who is hanging out in Louisville. Angie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I will probably see you tomorrow because I'm going to be at the Boulder County Headquarters. And I think it'll be very exciting because we're kicking off our Get Out the Vote effort. And, you know, Bill Ritter is a great guy, and we really need to make sure that everybody knows about it. And I just wanted to make two comments, and then I'll do a little thing about push for Bill Ritter. Is the one thing about the family in Greeley, I think that you're absolutely right, but I think I would go even farther. There is never an appropriate time to make a nasty comment about where someone comes from when their child is dead. You know, that person, Mr. Schulteis, should have never even raised that because they could have been just here as tourists and still been killed. And what difference does it make whether they're here legally, illegally, or whatever? It's still a tragedy when someone's child, especially when your whole family's killed in an automobile accident. That is just so...
No, Mr. Schulteis is not fit to clean the tailpipes on my automobile.
Absolutely. And the next thing I wanted to say is I know a couple weeks ago, or maybe earlier in the week, you had someone call in and said, oh, well, you know, Bill Ritter isn't very good, but I'll vote for him because I don't like Beaupre. And I have to say, you know, people who are still on the fence about Bill Ritter should really go out and meet him, because when you listen to him talk, you know that he is talking from the heart, that he is sincere, that he wants to really move Colorado forward. And I just went to a little house party with Barbara O'Brien last night, and she was just so fabulous because she said, you know, we need to work together. It's not about partisanship. It's not about the Democrats versus the Republicans. It is about looking at a problem, bringing everyone to the table, and making solutions that don't leave out people. And I think in the past that I think the Democratic legislators have shown that they are very willing to work with other people. And I don't think that if a Republican votes for a Democrat in Colorado that they have to worry that they're going to be shut out, because they will not be. The Democrats have proven that they are willing to listen to all sides, to be fair, to come up and allow Republicans to advance their ideas if they're good ones, too. And I believe that Bill Ritter is very much like that. And so anyone who is still kind of wondering, I think they should get out there. They should check out Mr. Ritter's website and, you know, go and listen to Bill talk and meet Barbara and see, because they're very approachable. They're very willing to listen. And I don't think that anybody should be afraid to vote for them, because they are the real thing.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. Bill Ritter is a stand-up guy. He says what he means. He's got a big heart. He's just a fabulous guy. And Barbara O'Brien is a marvelous person as well. And they're a great combination. And we will vote for Democrats in the state of Colorado. Will return this state back to a place of civility where we can solve problems, not create them.
Absolutely.
And I'm with you 100%. And he's going to be a great governor.
He certainly will. We're looking forward to it.
Yep, we just all got to get out and vote.
Absolutely. So we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, let's go to Sherry in Denver. Sherry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Good.
There are like five things I want to talk about, so they're just like little snippets. I hear repeatedly people calling up and saying, oh, how smart the American public is. You know, they shouldn't treat people like this. They should be more open-minded. They're educated. A long time ago, PBS, when I used to listen to it, had a program on about a town that was in Europe. And the town disappeared after the Second World War, and it was mostly Jewish, and so was the populace, and they also died. And when they started out the interview with this gentleman, the comment that was made was that most of the people that supported Hitler were well-educated people and college students, and there was a gasp from the woman that was giving the interview. And the person said, you know, Americans think that if you're educated, you think smartly. You think. He said that is not true. It's a fallacy. And by what's been going on in this country, I have to believe that that is true, or that we are, and you've said, oh, people just are really busy, or I consider it lazy and really stupid, that they listen to what's going on and the talking points and all the other information that's thrown at them. If they are bright, if they do care about what's going on, you just have to read a little and listen. And if you don't like what you're hearing, go to the Internet, look up information.
Well, I think it's okay to say, and I think that it, in an ideal situation, that's what you would do. But I think that people in this country fall into a variety of categories. You probably have those who fall into a category of feeling like they can't do anything, so what's the point anyway? You've got those who are smart, who do know how to think, but their time is tied up. They've got family. They've got jobs. So they depend on the mainstream media in order to give them what they need, and a lot of times the mainstream media doesn't do its job. Then you've got people like us, people who have a tendency to listen to this radio station, who are more aware of what's going on in the world and the community and the country around them. So you spend more time reading about things and seeing what's happening. I don't think American people as a whole are stupid. I think that American people fall into into all kinds of different categories. And listen, if I were, a mother and I had three kids, I could understand. I could understand being busy and not being able to spend the time that I should. Or if I'm, you got to work a lot more hours these days in order to get by.
I know that.
What it used to be. So it's a lot harder than it used to be.
Oh, it is. I'm not saying, the thing I'm pointing out is that a lot of people complain, and you are right, that you say that people say that, they've given up or they've done this or they've done that. And the thing that I do is because of all the accounts I go into, I ask people if they're going to vote. I don't ask who they're going to vote for. That is my question. Okay? And I do hear people say that they don't plan on voting or that it isn't important or they've given up. And I do come back with an answer, and I don't say I try to give a little bit of information. And I do work more hours than I've ever worked, and I work harder.
Well, it's just not simple. And the thing we're going to have to do in the next 3 weeks is we're just going to have to really push on people to get out there, to know what's going on, and to get out and to vote. Sherry, thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
See you in Boulder tomorrow. Democratic headquarters in Boulder, 10 o'clock in the morning. And if not, we'll hook up on Sunday at the Talk Show Superstar Contest. Have a good weekend.
High-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly, you want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call High-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. High-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call High-Tech Import in Lakewood.
My name is J.B. Robert Espinoza, and I'm running for sheriff in Jefferson County. I'm a proud fourth-generation Colorado native, Vietnam-era veteran who served as an FBI agent for over 23 years. I'm running for sheriff because I want to take my FBI law enforcement experience to make this the most efficient.